Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to another Radio Biafra live transmission. We are in the heart of darkness, and on this very day, the 14th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, lo and behold, darkness, misery and sorrow has once again enveloped this land. There is death, there is mayhem, there is indiscriminate slaughter and wanton destruction of lives and properties once again. On this very day, it has happened in Abuja, as it has always been happening all over the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Those of them that put us together in this monstrous contraption, I must say, or we'll even call it human construction, called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, they have placed us in a very bad place. Normally, I would welcome you, but there is nothing to welcome people about today, apart from asking you to please tell everybody around you to listen to Radio Biafra. If they are doing something, they must drop it, regardless of where they are. You must pick up your phone. You must pick up whatever device you have available to you. You will inbox them. You will send them BlackBerry messages. You will give them telephone calls. You will send them text messages. You will do everything humanly possible, up to and including WhatsApp as well, to ensure that they are part of this very landmark program today, that they must do everything humanly possible to ensure that wherever they are, that they inform our people, that they let them know that something very terrible has happened in the Zoological Republic. They have bombed once again where people go to congregate, and no other people than Biafrans. Wherever you are in the world, you're tuned to the live transmission of Radio Biafra, coming to you uninterrupted from the heart of darkness itself. We are in Lagos, and we are asking you to tell other people to try and join us. If you have tried and failed to get through to us via www.radiobiafra.co, please endeavor to go to peopleofbiafra.org, peopleofbiafra.org. I did instruct Carol Monday to ensure that this message is widely disseminated, that people will know that if they go to radiobiafra.co and they can't get through due to the volume of traffic on that very site, they should please try and go to peopleofbiafra.org. They should go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. They should go to biafratelevision.co. I don't know if the apps are working because it is linked to our main website. Whatever it is that is going on, we know we are bound to overcome, that we are here today to ensure that we transmit uninterrupted, live and direct to the hearing of the entirety of humanity, that on this very day, the 14th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, that we are coming to you from the heart of darkness itself, because we are without fear before our enemies. We must preach the truth, even if it leads to our death, because what we are doing is God's will. We have been called by Chukwu Abiama and not by man to do his work, and that is why we are here. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, that today we are once again mourning the death of Biafran people in a car park in Abuja, slaughtered for no other reason than the fact that they belong to this very abominable contraption designed and created by one man and one man alone. Today, that country is enjoying relative peace. Today, in that country, they have meaningful employment for people to engage their talents and activities in. But here, there is nothing. There is death. There is mayhem. There is unimaginable corruption. Here, what we have is looting. Here, what we have is death. And we're here to report it today. We are not going to present Radio Biafra News the way we normally do it. We are not even going to read our own coverage of it. We shall go to the dailies here. We shall go to the newspaper website to report to you what some of them are commenting upon regarding the senseless slaughter of over 200 people. This very morning in Abuja, these people died because they had to leave in a country where there is no decency, where there is no humanity, where there is no compassion, where there is no empathy, where life is meaningless. The essence of our being, the fact that we named a human being mad, which means the beauty of life, has no resonance here. People are being killed. There are unconfirmed reports as yet that there was also an explosion in Aba about 2 hours ago. We are waiting for confirmation of that very news. We are reporting unconfirmed, I must say, that there was explosion in Aba nearly 2 hours ago. We don't know if it is rumor, if there's anything to it. We are waiting for concrete confirmation. If there are people in Aba, if you have anyone living in Aba, you must phone them this very evening. You must phone them this very morning. You must phone them this very afternoon, regardless of where you are on this planet, because unlike no other, Radio Biafra is received across the entire 24 time zones of the world. That is why when we greet people, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We must remember the brave work being done by our sons and our daughters, those of them that gave up everything to come and do the work that Jukwa Biama ordained that they must do, which is to work for the total liberation, which is to work for the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. We are not going to forget that. The essence of our being, the reason why there is Radio Biafra, the reason why we constituted the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, is to ensure that Biafra comes, and comes very quickly. It is to ensure that the will of God is fulfilled. It is to ensure that once again a semblance of decorum, of decency, of respect, of human dignity is restored to the children of God. That is why we preach this very gospel. That is why we shall continue to do so until Biafra comes. We don't intend to prevaricate. In fact, our march is relentless. Nothing is going to stop us. Nothing is capable of stopping us. Only Tukwa Biama himself. But if he had intended to stop us, he wouldn't have called us in the first place. That is why we maintain all the time that we don't intend to retreat either. Neither are we going to surrender. We have made it very clear. Our timetable is very short. Between now and December of 2015, we have no Biafra, and this place will be burned to the ground. It's a promise we made to them, and we intend to keep it. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you, albeit on a very sad day when our line does open. Our studio line will remain +234 8100 904 599. I repeat, +234 8100 904 599. That is the number which you are going to call later when our lines open. Our Skype is working this evening as well. Simply Radio Biafra, add us to your Skype contact list. Even if we don't accept you, if you call us, we should be able to take it. The barrister has also joined me, and I am also surrounded by the bravest of the very brave of Biafrans who are here. Those that left everything that they are doing in faraway places around the world to come back home to do the work that we have commissioned them to do. They are with me here in the studios of Radio Biafra, albeit a makeshift one today here in Lagos. Tomorrow we are going to report. We are going to be reporting Radio Biafra from our capital at Enugu tomorrow, marking the first day of the full bloody moon. As we said, it will happen this year and next year as well. This thing doesn't happen all the time. The first recorded case of its kind was nearly 500 years ago. It is going to happen tomorrow, and we must make sure that we are from where we come from in order to be able to bring you the gospel tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister is with me. So also our Biafrans, very brave Biafrans with me here as well. I must go to the barrister. I must defer to him first of all. The barrister, I will implore you to please try and welcome, if at all there is anything like welcome on this very day, the very decent people of Biafran origin all over the world listening to Radio Biafra at this very moment. Please, barrister.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, and good evening to you. Of course, it's a sad day. Good evening to fellow Biafrans, those who are there with the Director. I'm just calling with anger that this bombing campaign from the House of Fulani Boko Haram is becoming unbearable. They are now brought it to Abuja because they know that our people have left their own land, and now they are bringing it into Abuja, where we are told is a safe place. Good evening to all of you. Good evening, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We cannot delay our campaign to bring about the restoration of Biafra. The House of Fulani Boko Haram continuously, both them and their politicians, continuously killing Biafrans. and they're asking us to remain in that bloody expired Nigeria? The place that has no more name. The only country in the world where the name has expired. And some people are still wallowing in ignorance because they have something to share in the name of oil that is coming from Biafra land. And it's very upsetting that every day the plants are facing death. Everywhere. They have been chased around Europe. They have been chased around in America. In fact, name it anywhere in the world. We are not at peace with ourselves. Back home, Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are killing us. And we are still waiting and hanging on. Good evening to all of you, Director. Let me stop here. I don't want to.
It's a very, very. Barrister, I will allow you, if you choose to get emotional today. It's a very, very horrible day. I have always maintained that there is this envelope of darkness around this very place. Today, that very darkness has reared its ugly head again. And once again, our people have been slaughtered. Once again, Biafrans have been killed. Of course, they are spinning the news saying it is a multi-ethnic pack, so to speak. Everybody goes there to board a bus to go to their various destinations around this very zoological contraption. But we know that those that go and board luxurious buses, those that board all these coaches that they have in the north, are all Igbo people bar none. If you doubt me, I want you to go to any luxurious park or coach park, as you may call it in England, and go and count the passengers. You will see that those of them who are there bar none are Biafrans. We were killed at Sabongeri. The same thing happened a few months ago. People thought it was a joke. Today, they have taken that battle again. They have killed us once again in Abuja. We have people. We have Ohanaeze Ndigbo. We have those stealing and killing and kidnapping in the name of Biafra. They have done nothing. Nigeria has done nothing to defend us. United Nations, they're not saying anything. The people that put this mess together called Nigeria, the British people, they're not saying anything. EU, nothing is coming from them. Even Africa Union, no, nothing is happening. And our people are being killed. And they expect us to keep quiet. And we are telling them we are not going to keep quiet. We are going to revenge all these deaths. We are going to avenge them. We are saying it on Radio Biafra so that people will know. We are saying it so that the whole world will be able to understand the depth of our anger, that they may know that we are human beings, that the way they have been slaughtering us since 1945 is unacceptable. We lost 3.5 million people between 1967 to 1970. We are not counting those killed in the pogrom of 1966. We are not remembering those slaughtered in 1959. All through the checkered history of this useless contraption, they have always killed us. And now they are saying to us, what can you do? They are slaughtering us in the daylight. They go to where we do our businesses and they kill us. And the BBC will say Christians are being killed. And the BBC will remind us that Nigerians were killed. Nobody will tell you that Biafrans were killed. That is why on Radio Biafra today, we are not presenting this very news today based on what we report. We are going to base it on what newspapers in the zoo are reporting. We are making it abundantly clear that there comes a time in life when we must shed away every shred of fear that we have in us and confront our nemesis. We must confront our enemies head on, and that time is now. That time is this very minute. We must go and meet these people. They have taken us for granted. They have planted their men where we come from. Even those that claim they are fighting for Biafra are now fighting for APC. Those that claim that they are our governors are now fighting to convert, or they have converted Imo State to a caliphate, more or less. That is why we have become impotent. That is why they can kill our daughters, they can kill our children, they can rape our mothers, they can continue to slaughter us and nobody gives a damn. After all, they're a bunch of stupid Igbo people. Who gives a toss? And we are dying every blessed day as if there is nobody. The killing of our people in this very manner is the clearest indication that we lack leadership. is the clearest indication that we don't have people that speak for us. That is why everybody, regardless of where you are, you must support this very effort. You must support this very initiative piloted ably by Radio Biafra, by the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra, and also the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, our mission is very simple. We are going to get Biafra. If you doubt us, write it down on a piece of paper. We will shock the whole world. If you think that what Boko Haram is doing is shocking, wait for what is to come from us. If a couple of cattle headers can make the world come to attention, think of what Biafran educated men and women can do to this very useless place. They have pushed us to the wall, and we have no choice than to respond appropriately. This is Radio Biafra. As I said earlier, I have some people here with me in the studios of Radio Biafra, a makeshift one here in this very heart of darkness in Lagos. We advertise for people to come and join us, and lo and behold, some of them are here. I will go to them. They will give us their name. For some of them who we are outside, they will tell us where they were living before they came back home. And they will also tell us why they came back home, because we asked them to do something and they did it. That is why I refer to them as the bravest of the very brave. They have done something that most people only dream about, but they are here as a testament to that very fact that we are Biafrans, that we are fearless before our enemies. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. Can I hear you?
Loud and clear, please. Yes. The world is listening. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
I have to, first of all, welcome you, Director.
Thank you very much.
Nnamdi Kanu, you are a very brave man, indeed. You are welcome in the higher darkness. Darkness of the zoo called Lagos. This is the headquarter of devil.
Yes.
Of the zoo. The Lagos, all what they plan in Lagos here is all how to eliminate Igbo man, Biafran, how to wipe them out. I'm a typical example. If you remember my comment yesterday, how they brought a man who have a company in Japan, destroy him, bring him back to Lagos, and continue to show him. Continuation of injury against one man. Biafran. How can it be possible? After having a training by Japanese people, who are you to eliminate me? No way. Kuchukua Biama can never allow you. Kami-sama of Japan can never allow you. How can a person trained by government call himself Hausa, Fulani, release empty container? Just threaten of life, release empty container, being how wise I am, I refuse to sign way bill, and discover the goods was, all container was empty. What happened today? Police find out that the custom bonded terminal and the agent.
We'll have time for that later. What I want is just give us your name and where you come from, please. We are going to come to your this thing later.
Once my name is Anna Cho Ayuzomba from Ukwero Piebwe in Imo State.
Thank you very much.
You are highly welcome.
Thank you
to
very
Lagos.
Much. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. The next person, please, your name and where you come from, because we are Radio Biafra. I'm from Isiama Foruku Ibeko. I make it very, very clear, because I must remain without fear before my enemies. Very critical. Please go ahead.
Hello, good people of Biafra. My name is Choko Kabosa. I happens to be among the Biafrans in Malaysia. I was once the general treasurer for Biafrans in Malaysia before I was called to come and serve indigenous people of Biafra, which I had to leave wherever I'm doing in Malaysia to come down to the zoo. Director, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. One of those that came down because we asked them to. We said, your country needs you, you have to be here. And they are here. Anything we say we are going to do, we do it. N'ihi na dem mambo for that opotankita akoro ezigo ise hunanya. Oma adekatoro yambo. We told you what we are going to do, and Chief Kabosa is here today as a very clear confirmation that people are here prepared to do anything humanly possible to defend the honor of their country, and that country is called Biafra. Please, the next person.
Good evening, good morning, or Biafra, wherever you are. My name is Okudere Joseph Ude. I happen to be a member of the executive of Biafrance in China. I use this opportunity to greet all my members, starting from our coordinator, Tuchukwu Onunkwo, and all our secretary, Chukwuma, and our PRO, Zhu, and the rest of all the members there in China. Director, you are welcome in the heart of the zoo, in the dustbin of Lagos. Thank you.
Thank you, the dustbin. He came from China, and he's here with us. One from Malaysia, one from China. Please, the next person.
Hello, good people of Biafra. I say good evening, good morning, good night to some of you. My name is Okeke Osta. I am from among the Biafrans in Thailand. I happen to be at the heart of the zoo. Director, we say you should welcome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome so much. And as you can see what you have been going through in the heart of the zoo, here is hell on earth. And we must do everything humanly possible. Like you have said, we are here to defend our freedom, and we must get our freedom. I want to use this opportunity to thank my fellow Biafrans who are listening to me from the heart of the zoo in the Thailand. I say, may you guys never fall our hand, for what we are seeing from Biafrans in Thailand since I left is not encourageable. I ask you guys to wake up. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Our people are here assembled. I shall be broadcasting from our capital tomorrow in Enugu, and there also you shall meet the cream. Some of them here are coming with me, because this very gospel must be preached. Wherever we find our people, we must preach it, and that is where we are here. On a very sad day, the 14th day of April, will go down once again as a day of infamy. On a day that once again the blood of our people, very innocent men and women and children, have been sacrificed at the altar of expediency, at the altar of corruption, at the altar of duplicitousness, at the altar of conspiratorial, irreconcilable, in fact devilish conspiratorial tendency. They have died for no other reason that they belong to this very nonsensical enclave they called Nigeria. They have been wasted. They have been wasted. They are dead. They are no longer going to come back. When they go to heaven, which we pray they all go to, when they see God, God will ask them, I know why you died, but why did you die so young? What are you doing before me? And they will say to Chukwu Abiama, I was killed by Boko Haram because of who I am. Because I am a Biafran, they killed me because I am a Christian. They killed me because I am hardworking. They killed me because they impoverished my lands and forced me to migrate. They killed me because there was nobody to speak for me. They killed me because our people were silent when others were being massacred. I am here before you, dead in the world, because when other people were being slaughtered, I did nothing about it. That is the consequence of it. That is why we say we have come to a point beyond this point no more. We will confront our enemies. And I am here. We will do everything humanly possible to send a very clear message to these people that this level of atrocity, this level of inhuman treatment, that this unjustifiable, that this unprovoked attack against our people must cease. You have somebody who is in power, who appears to be in power, but is not actually in power. The same way they killed us when Irunsi was there, the same way they have killed us in the past when we have had men occupy the highest office in this very land, they are once again doing it. And the person there is called Eberazikiwe. How else do you want Chukwu Abiama to tell you that you don't belong to this very nonsensical enclave? How else do you want us to let you know that Chukwu Abiama does not desire anybody from Biafra to be part of this nonsense? That is why they will keep killing you. That is why we must stop them. And that is why you must support what we are doing. That is why we must all put hands together to support what this very thing that we are doing on this very platform, Radio Biafra, and by extension through the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. We must welcome you. Despite the sadness, we must continue to do so. As I said earlier, I am not going to waste much time. We are going to bring you exclusively today. We are going to ask ourselves, why do they kill us? Why do they continue to kill us? Why have they turned us into guinea pigs? Why do they continue to experiment with us? Some of the horrific scenes resemble slabs and slabs of meat being dumped in a truck or being taken from an abattoir somewhere. They have slaughtered our people. There is no mercy on their side. I don't know what we are waiting for. In fact, the only people stopping us are those listening this very evening from all over the world that have not come up with what we ask them to do. Everything we said to you we are going to do, we've done it. You are the ones letting us down. People used to say to me, make sure you won't let us down. And I said to you, you are the ones that will let us down. Are we not here? Did we not leave China to be here? Did we not abandon Thailand to be here? Did we not leave Malaysia to be here? Am I not from England? Am I not here? What else do you require of us? Our brother came back from Japan very many years ago and has been fighting this very battle. And we have joined him here on this very crusade. You are now the ones disappointing us. You are the ones now letting us down. I am not going to waste much of your time. I am not going to dwell on anything else this evening apart from this news, which we are bringing to you. We will not segregate it into headlines and accompanying news summary. We must go into it. We are asking everybody to please hold their peace. When the lines open, you shall call. We know somebody is calling from Connecticut. Please stay where you are. Radio Biafra, justifiably so, is being listened to all over the world. And as long as we remain incorruptible, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. Once again, our lines, when it does open, is +234 8100 904599. If you are calling from the zoo, the number is 0810090459. By way of headline today, we are reporting that there have been killings in Abuja, that Biafran people have once again been slaughtered in a luxurious car park. That's what they call it, luxury. They call it coaches in England. They have been slaughtered, and people are calling on Jonathan to end the tragedy. The American people, the might of the USA, did not end the tragedy of suicide bombing in Iraq. The might of the USA could not contain suicide bombings in Pakistan. The might of the USA did not contain suicide bombings in Afghanistan. There is no way somebody as myopic, as hopeless, as imbecilic, as stupid as Jonathan can contain Boko Haram. That is something that black people don't understand. You can't eradicate an ideology. You can't do it. You know that the Roman emperors thought that when people went there to preach the message of Yeshua, that if you throw them into a cauldron of oil, somehow you deter others from coming. The more they killed them, the more preachers they saw, until they gave up and had to convert by force. Boko Haram is here to Islamize each and every one of you, despite the denials of Abubakar III, the Sultan of Sokoto. And they are going to do it. And the only place they will succeed very, very easily, because after all, here we are, they have been conquered already. The governor of this very place is a Muslim. He's been conquered already. The only place left for them to conquer is Biafra land. And they have sent their advance guard, Ojo Zokalo and Rocha Sokorocha, and they're entrenched with their hopeless supporters with them. They are the advance guard, and they are coming. The killing is coming. And very soon it's going to reach us. We need confirmation that the explosion in Aba has nothing to do with this very ugly incident today in Abuja. We are reporting that Abuja killings end the bombing tragedies now, according to this group called Serap. They are telling Jonathan. And also the APC is calling for National Security Summit. We are picking our news from the dailies in the zoo. We are not touching Radio Biafra, no. Let us tell you what people are reporting about it. Because when we do, sometimes they say, oh, are you sure you are not inflating things? Are you sure that what you are reporting is correct? So we have gone exclusively to try and present it from the perspective of news coverage in this very abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. And we are in the heart of darkness from the very place where the genocide of our people was masterminded. People wonder why I call Lagos the heart of darkness, or why I hate Yoruba people. I hate them because everything that has occurred to us started from here. From this Lagos, they planned our destruction as a race. But they did not succeed because Chukwuebem was with us. Abuja killings and bombing tragedies now, according to Serap. They are telling who else other than Jonathan. APC calls for National Security Summit to address the worsening insecurity in the zoo. And also, it is rather very, very sad that the Islamic scholar that raped a little girl was remanded in custody. As they are coming, they are raping your little girls. As they are coming, they are raping them. Because there is nobody there to defend them. And because we are all living abroad. Those of you living in the USA, those of us living in England, those of us in continental Europe, those of us in Asia, those of us in the Middle East, those of us all around Africa, those of you in South America, it is your responsibility to save the lives of people at home, or else you will have no home to come to. You have brave men here that have come home to serve their country, to make sure that we pilot this very affair to its rightful conclusion, and that Biafra as a free nation emerges on the other side. It is now your turn to do something. We have done ours. What have you done? We must continue. Socioeconomic rights, and in fact, we are not even interested in that. We are not interested. It's too many. The national leadership of the People's Democratic Party, that's PDP, the party that Jonathan belongs to, has alleged that the leadership of the opposition, All Progressives Congress, APC, and their governors, we are responsible for today's bomb explosion by members of Boko Haram, which took place in a place called Nyanya, which is a suburb of the nation's capital in Abuja. We are over 100 people. We are massacred, with several others injured. Noting that the attacks cannot be justified under any guise, the PDP raised alarm that they were politically motivated and can be traced to the utterances and comments of those it termed desperate persons who seek to undermine and discredit the present administration and make the country ungovernable for President Goodluck Jonathan by instituting a reign of terror against the people. Are you people hearing it? Radio Biafra reported this nearly 2 years ago. We told you that Buhari and all the rest of them now in APC are the sponsors of Boko Haram. But nobody paid attention. We kept repeating it, nobody listened. But now, PDP has come out to say it in the open. The only thing missing here is that the name of Buhari is not mentioned directly. Now you can see why Radio Biafra is important. You can see why, after God, there is Biafra. And after Biafra, of course, you have Radio Biafra, even before your own family life. We are here to protect you, even from the ignorance attacking you, not just Boko Haram. Can you see it? We said this thing nearly 2 years ago. We've been saying it every blessed month. I have been mentioning this man's name. And I will repeat the news so people can understand what we are saying. And where did they get the money from to give to Boko Haram to kill you? They got it from Biafra land, from the sale of oil. What does Buhari have in his village to sell, to get foreign currency? Nothing, only sand. What do these people have to offer? Only sand. We are the ones feeding the country, and the ironic thing is that they're using the same money to buy bombs to kill us. How wonderful is that? Only Biafran people can suffer this level of ignominy and keep quiet. I am here at, I'm going home tomorrow. I want to ask Chukwu Abiama, is there something about us which you have not revealed? Because something is happening to us. I am struggling to understand it. How can we be slaughtered like this senselessly every blessed week and nobody is moved? That is what I find shocking. Apart from Radio Biafra screaming and mobilizing our people, one day it will be your turn. Those people, some of them today killed, they have heard of Radio Biafra and heard about them. They will say, oh no, it doesn't concern me. It doesn't, no, we are having fun in Abuja. Today, they are dead. Very sad, isn't it? We must continue.
I will repeat this very news I read so people will understand who we are talking about. Who said he was going to make the country ungovernable? General Muhammadu Buhari, a confirmed Islamic terrorist. He is the one trying to run for presidency, to run to be the president of the zoo. He's been here before. He has ruled before. He has ruled. This is what they gave to us. The leadership of the PDP, which is the party that the president belongs to, they are now confirming what Radio Biafra have been telling them for some time. Sometimes I wonder why people struggle to support us, honestly speaking. If we can do this with very meager budget, imagine what we can do if we are supported like the BBC. We'll overrun this very place with the truth. The national leadership of the PDP has alleged that the leadership of the opposition, APC, who are you know, APC? Buhari, Tinubu, this idiot's name, the former customs man that stole every money in the customs, Atiku Abubakar, Abdul Salami Abubakar, Ibrahim Babangida. These are the people in APC. And the ruling national party is pointing at them, saying, you people are the sponsors of Boko Haram. Where have you heard that before? Who we are the first people to announce it publicly? That these are the main terrorists that you have, not Boko Haram. Buhari is a terrorist. In any other country in the world, he should be in a cell somewhere awaiting trial. He said he will disrupt life in the zoo, and I give him credit for that, and he did it. Where is Ohaneze? Where is Owazurike of Masop? Oh, we will return fire for fire. He will tell them nobody has it. We are a Kebino. Where are you then? Our people are being slaughtered and people are telling me garbage about peaceful actualization on the era. Mad people, your people are being slaughtered. Why is it that Hitler was not negotiated with? Why did the world go to the war against Hitler? Why didn't they just wait and do peace? Chamberlain came back from Munich waving a piece of handkerchief saying peace in our time. He signed a deal with Hitler. British people threw him out of office the next 2 days. Tell me, an idiot. You don't negotiate with tyranny. You don't negotiate with people that bring death to your door. You fight them. You can see now, the British are telling me today, oh, why don't you live in peace? And I ask them, when Chamberlain came back from Munich after meeting Adolf Hitler in 1939, what became of Britain when Hitler took the Sudetenlands? What became of Chamberlain? You, the British people, said no to Chamberlain, that you don't negotiate with a murderer and a killer and a tyrant. You put in Churchill that went and redeemed the honor of Britain, didn't you? But you want us to go and negotiate with criminals. You want us to go and negotiate with hoodlums. And the funniest thing is that Buhari came to England to speak. But the MI5 and MI6, British intelligence, even the British military intelligence, they know very well that Buhari is the chief sponsor of Boko Haram. They know that very well. But they still allowed him to come to the House of Commons. They didn't arrest him. But Ibori, a petty thief, a petty criminal, he's in prison, isn't it? Because Ibori does not command an army. They know that if they arrest Buhari, Buhari will order his boys to burn this place down, and they will do it. Do you see what happens? The only way to fight fire sometimes is with a fire. If you go and watch fire films, or if you go and ask, not here, not in the zoo, because they don't have fire service here, go and ask firefighters, how do you stop forest fires? They actually set up fire to stop fire from engulfing everywhere. Go and check. It's there in the manual. You will see them. Fire will be coming. They will be. You will see them burning the outer ridges of that very flame, the flame path. You use fire sometimes to fight fire. They have finished us now. What is left of us again? We must continue. The national leadership of the PDP, I'm not tired of reading, so people, it will sink in properly. Our people don't learn, they don't listen. So we say it, that the party of Goodluck Jonathan, the president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, PDP, they are directly accusing Buhari
of sponsoring Boko Haram. This is what they said. Noting that the attacks cannot be justified under any guise, the PDP raised alarm that they were politically motivated and can be traced to the utterances of Buhari. PDP is saying this, that what is happening in the country is as a result of what Buhari promised them and he delivered. But when Radio Biafra said it, people were saying, oh, it cannot be right. It cannot be right. When our lines open, we shall take calls. I know that Uche is trying to get hold of me, and very soon, Uche, you shall be with me. I don't know. It comes in and goes. We shall be dealing with that in a very short while. When our lines open, it comes in and it trips off. It comes in and it trips off. You know, that's what they try to do today with our... They know. Jonathan and his people, they know very well that Radio Biafra will be on fire today because our people have been killed. They try to attack our website. They are messing about with our Skype account. And we are paying for it. And tomorrow we are going to cancel it with Skype and set up new ones because this cannot continue any further. The Socioeconomic Rights and Accountability Project, SERAP, has said that the unlawful and unnecessary killings of many Nigerians today at the Nyan Yamoto Park in Abuja show that the measures the government is taking to tackle the Boko Haram phenomenon are inadequate and simply not working. Not from Radio Biafra. Once again, these are people here in the zoo confirming what we have been preaching for very months. Did we not tell you that Jonathan is incapable of tackling Boko Haram? Did we not tell you that they are lying to you? They tell you, oh, we are defeating them. We are they are lying. Barefaced liars they are. And you believe them. But of course, when God has withdrawn his glory from people, he will replace the spirit of truth with that of lies. So when they lie to you, you believe them. That is why your life is exceptionally miserable. Very, very miserable. We must continue. The organization urged President Goodluck Jonathan to show leadership and urgently initiate fundamental changes in the security strategy to end continuing civilian casualties and the climate of insecurity across the country. The zoo is dead. These are a bunch of dimwits. They don't know anything. Maybe in a few months' time, somebody will come up and say that what everything Radio Biafra has been saying is correct. Of course, they won't mention our names. They can't come and say, yes, you people, you're actually correct. What you're saying is right. They will try to dress it up and with flowery languages. Oh, it is. Of course, we know it's inadequate because you cannot. Somebody should tell these morons, you cannot defeat an ideology. The reason why Boko Haram will continue going is because what they believe in, we in Biafra do not understand it. We cannot comprehend it. So there is only two ways to go about it. Either we become free as a people or we become dominated by them. People don't understand this. When the Fulani, is Fulani people doing all of these things? Not Hausa, it's Fulani. When the Fulanis came, they took no for an answer. They said to the Hausa people, we must conquer you. And they did. Do you know how they succeeded? With the help of Hausa people. They conquered Hausa people with the help of Hausa people. That is why they learned the trick to use Ojo Zokalo, to use Rocha Sokorocha to undermine you. First of all, before they go for the jugular. That is why you are very, very hopelessly divided. Some of you are in the confab. What are you going to say about the killings of your own people? The answer is nothing. Now, where is Ohaneze Ndigbo? Ohaneze Ndiara, depending on how you see it. Where are you then? Who we are massacred today at the park? Of course, it's our people. They've been killed. The APC has condemned the atrocious bomb blast that left many people dead in Abuja on Monday and urged the federal government to urgently convene a national stakeholders security summit to help find a lasting solution to the spate of mindless killings in the country. The APC is calling for this, to convene a national stakeholder. Do you understand what a stakeholder means? These are people that rig elections. These are those that command the few idiots in the army that gave them guns to go and kill. These are people with assassination squads to go about killing people. They are the stakeholders, you see. Stakeholder means somebody that owns something. These are the owners of the country. They did not say, let us convene a national security summit. They said stakeholder, those that own the zoo. and people say they are Democrats. People claim that they are civilized. Some of you listening went to universities. Some of you, you have degrees. Some of you claim you are enlightened. Some of you even claim that you are intellectuals. But you see, Nigeria is owned by a few people. That's the APC is telling you here. If you understand English the way I do, because I studied in England, you see. So I am not only well educated, I understand English language perfectly fine. It's here. They are seeking to convene, they are asking Jonathan to convene a national security summit of the stakeholders, which means you invite Buhari and ask Buhari, what are we going to do for you to call back your boys? That's all. That's the national security summit they want. In a statement issued in Lagos on this very day as well, its interim national publicity secretary Alhaji Lai Mohammed, the party expressed its shock and sadness at the savagery of the attack while condoling with the families of those killed and praying for a quick recovery for the injured. They are dead. Some idiots will go on Facebook and write RIP, rest in peace. I keep wondering. I said I don't want to speak against the spirit because some people don't want me to see Biafra, but I'm going to see it. I will not speak because there are some things I ask Chukwu Abiyama in private. For instance, how, anyway, I can't ask him how he made these people. He did. He is God. He has his own reason for doing it. But some of you, to be quite honest, would have been better off not being created or born in the first place. Some of us are a disgrace to humanity. People are being killed. They told us about democracy. They told us about ownership, partaking. They called it democratic dispensation. They are now dispensing death on a daily basis. People are dying because one man failed election. And they are Democrats, you see. They don't know the meaning of democracy. That you contest, two people are contesting, one will win, one will fail. It's the law of nature. Two of you can't win at the same time. But in the psyche of the Islamists, the Wahhabis, those intent on savage killing of other innocent people, they don't understand it because it's an apostasy. Actually, it is against the law for a non-Muslim to be in charge of a Muslim. You see, that is why they are seeking the overthrow of every government in the world. And sadly, the European Union and Obama are indulging them. And they are coming to get all of us unless we stand and fight. This is Radio Biafra. The lines will soon open. I will invite the barrister to please get in touch and give us his views and his opinion on this very issue we're reporting today. I know it was quite emotional for him. The barrister was quite emotive regarding what is happening. And when he does come through to us, we shall take his call. And also Uche Mefo as well. We have somebody on the line, but I know barrister's line. And this is definitely not barrister's line. When barrister does call, we shall take his call. But for now, we shall go to those around here to give us a sense of what they are making of the news presentation on this very day. Not from Radio Biafra. We are picking the news essentially from publications in the zoo. This is what they are reporting. The killing of our people. The slaughter, the senseless slaughter of our people. They are calling it 88 killed. Others are saying over 100. But you know, everything from here is a pack of lies. Lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. That is why we reject it. We repudiate it in the finest traditions of people that believe in the truth. That is why we are here. And that is why simply everywhere around the world, sensible people are listening right now. Because we are Radio Biafra. We give it to you raw, the way it is. We are telling you today that they have killed your relatives in Abuja. For those of you who cannot follow us properly in English, they have killed your people in Abuja once again. They will say Nigerians were killed. Oh, Christians were killed. How many other non-Biafrans take luxurious buses? Go and check. They are your people. The same thing that happened at Sabongeri has happened again. And what are we going to do about it? Nothing. The barrister is with me. Barrister, I can't say I can hear you because I've not heard your voice. But we are here preaching this very gospel, reminding our people of their obligation, not just to us who are living, but at least to those today that lost their lives in Abuja. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. I'm all right now, and I'm able to speak. Director, it's a big shame that PDP just realizes that all the problem they've been having for the past 3 years is caused by Buhari. They're only just realizing now, after we have said it many occasions here on Radio Biafra, they're just realizing. But Bagida promised them, Buhari promised them, these two individuals want to do or die. These two individuals. I saw their photos, the two of them took photos. Babangida wants to be president. Buhari wants to be president. Let the house of Fulani go home and rule themselves. Why are they not killing Babangida and Buhari? Why are they focusing all these killings on the Afrans? And why is it that the Afrans cannot draw a line? They just took a handful of our people, deceived them with the same money from the Afran land, and don't want to say amen to anything the House of Fulani Boko Haram say. It's a big shame. Right? So that's why yesterday, when we were talking about Dozier and Anderson Manet, I said, forget him. Our people are foolish. Especially when they have seen money, they will forget the rest of others. They don't care what the commoners are saying. They don't care the suffrage the commoners are going through. They don't care who is sick or who is not sick. As far as them and their family are fine, it's a big disgrace. Our people, that name, Igbo, is a curse. And that is why anybody who did not stand up now and join the restoration of Biafra will be ousted, will be made outcast in that line. They should seek for refuge elsewhere. That our people are dying on a daily basis because it has not affected you, therefore you don't give a monkey. Those who are dead today, some people will be wailing and crying for them because they were born by a woman. They are related to somebody. If it's not a cousin, you say he's a nephew or an uncle or auntie, somebody who's going about their own businesses, trying to put food on the table of others, just go rid of for what? Because they belong to an expired brought about by Lumba and the British people. And it's okay. Kill one single individual in British land and see if investigators, they'll come to your house and search everywhere just for an individual. But we are dying on the daily basis, nobody gives a damn. You have said something about what the BBC was saying to you, but you make sure that you will clear whatever they are saying to you. I said to this guy who always writes and talks for BBC that we are having a demonstration on the 30th of May. He said to me, good luck. I know he'll be there. I know he will listen. We are fed up of all this killing, the killing of our people, as if they are no human beings. It comes up for America, Britain, they're there to go and save because Yugoslavians are killing the Muslims there. They are, in fact, to be honest, I don't know if British people are Muslims or if they are Christians. I'm beginning to wonder.
I told you before. I said it before. I have said this thing before, Barrister. You know, when I say something, it comes to pass. I told you that secretly that they are Muslims. They are trying to Islamize on the face of it because they know that the ordinary British people won't let them. That is why they have not brought it out in the open. They bend over backwards to accommodate Muslims. But you, a fellow Christian, to hell with you. They won't listen. As you said, Padiashdown went to Sarajevo. He worked very hard to ensure that Bosnia has a governor, which is a Islamic Muslim enclave, came out intact as an independent nation from Serbia, from Yugoslavia, I must say. Now what has happened to us? They said, no, why don't you go and embrace, the person you're embracing has bombs strapped all over them. They will kill you. Why don't you send more people to go for a friendly handshake? And they keep killing us. And these are the same people that claim. Anyway, I don't want to go there. Go ahead, please, Boris.
They keep killing us. In the name of religion, we are told here on Radio Biafra, no, don't talk about religion. All Biafrans are made important. The same problem we are talking about, you are giving to us. If somebody slap you, change the other face. We are made to remain docile. And we are being treated on a daily basis. Now, from Meduguri, from Kafanchan, from Gwanu, he has come to now Abuja. We have majority of our people have gone to and sent that act. That is where they're killing them now. And the USA are telling them, good luck, do nothing. To do something. When he's happy, I saw him in a wagon. I don't know if you realize the only happiness you'll find in that zoo is wedding. wedding.
And funeral. Wedding and funeral. Those are the only two places where people have fun.
That is it. They will use our money to do wedding and funeral. That is all they do. And majority of those out there, nobody cares about the corona. Not only now that the PDP have realized, because they are having a problem with APC. Now, only now, the appointing figures are them. Director, I tell you, within the next 1 month, you will see this conference. It will just fall apart. It will not even stand anymore. It will fall apart. Because all the ingredients of what we call catastrophe is coming up. 200 more killed today. Who are these people? Who are the owners of luxury? Who are those who go in the park? Who are the people who are frequently traveled? In the Biafrans, i.e. the Igbos. These are the people that have been killed on a daily basis. They will not be reported. BBC, because we challenged them from a few weeks ago, now they will say how many Christians. BBC, say Igbos. The Biafrans are the people who are killed, not Christians. When you say Christians, you're talking about Biafrans. Say Biafrans. I don't know why they find it difficult to mention that name Biafra, because they thought that they will kill it and kill it off. It will not die. Biafra has not died. And Biafra will not die, and Biafra will be resurrected very soon, whether they like it or not. It has been, the problem has been on our own side. We are the people keeping quiet because we like to eat on the side of the house of Fulani Boko Haram. Those who do not like you, you are eating with them. They will take a piece from your own land and give you a little bit. And most of our stupid, nonsensical, idiotic brothers and sisters and cousins will accept it. Because only them and their family are the ones who are sitting at the helm of affairs. Shame on all of them. Very soon, either they run away or they die in this particular situation. That is, I'm so bloody upset this evening, I can't say anymore. I'm standing by. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu. We have people calling us all over the place, and we shall take their calls without a shadow of a doubt, please. And our lines are open as well. If you're calling us, please make sure you turn your system down. Turn it down or turn it off completely. Get a pen and paper if you don't have one. Everything we tell you on Radio Biafra invariably comes to pass. Isn't it funny that they're coming and saying it's APC? Who is APC? It's not Buhari and Tinubu. What did we tell you before about those sponsoring Boko Haram? That was why we told them no in Anambra. Do you see why we stopped APC in Anambra? Maybe now that Jonathan's people are saying it, you can now listen because they have money and we don't. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Belon Ubaka. I'm calling from Manchester, United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. 2 minutes, because there are too many calls today. 2 minutes, my dear brother. 2 minutes. Please, go ahead.
I just want to say, just to the world, because I was totally sad. I heard this very news this morning when the BBC announced that 71 people were killed in Abuja and 124 people were massacred in bus station in Abuja. I got really sad, so more sad that all these things, what is happening? Even I was even saying that the new chief of army that entered, I said they will crush all the insurgency. What is he doing? What is happening now?
He said he will do so in April. He said by April he will crush Boko Haram. That's what they said, by April. We are in April now.
What is happening now? In fact, I cannot be able to understand all these things. This is the problem. Even sometimes I was asking, what are the ONS and Nara and other people? What are they doing? What are they talking about, the people? Look at Nosro, people are every day we are being massacred. And Urafu Wajurike, who is killing us, also doing it. He didn't say anything. Last time in my Facebook, he just sent me to be a friend of mine. Once you ask me to be a friend, I don't know him. And at the same time, what has he done? Well, I know him in such a way that he has been killing our people, spamming people, doing all sorts of things in different land. In fact, I was so most angry when I heard this very news. I said, what is happening with these people? Why are they continue killing us? Why are they continue killing us and massacring us?
Because we are stupid. It's because we are foolish. It's because we have people in America that prefer hamburger to dignity. We have people who are so complacent all across Europe and Asia. That is why they kill you. Because, listen, our people don't utilize our adage. Everything we do on Radio Biafra is based on ancient Biafran adage. All of them, everything we do. There is something that goes this way. When you don't regard your own people, when you do abandon them, you are in Wisconsin, you abandon your people, you are in Texas, looking for ways to loot money with Mr. Okorocha, you are in New York having fun, you abandon your people. Of course, Boko Haram may sleep with them. What do you expect? Because to those that don't have, they will even take the little you have and give to those that have already. Our people are very, very daft, and I will say it, and I keep telling them that. I told you that Ohanaeze was useless. Did I not tell you people that Ohanaeze is absolutely useless? I told you that Owasuke was compromised. He cannot speak. Let him rise up and speak now. He can't talk. Because when you steal money, when you compromise yourself, you will become useless, absolutely irrelevant and useless. We have our dear sister on the line, I presume. This is Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
Yes, director, are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you. Our Skype line is working, and it is very, very fitting that the first person there is our own dear sister. My own very dear sister who is close to my heart. Rita Anibok is with us, please, and the world is listening. Please continue.
Yes, director, I want to welcome you back to your father's land. I want to thank Chukwu Abiama, who has been keeping you, who has been protecting you, and who has been providing you for us. And on this day, I pray that you will live to see Biafra.
You say?
I pray that the good work that Chukwu Abiama have started in you, he will perfect it.
He said,
nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to you.
He said,
and at the same time, I want to greet those lions with you in that studio. Those of them, the brave Biafrans, that left everything that they were doing in their respective countries where they resided, and they have come. They have come home to defend the territory of their father's land. Chukwu Abiama will uphold them.
He said,
Chukwu Abiama will uphold them.
He said,
Osita Okeke, you will not die.
He said,
Chukabosa, you will not die.
He said,
my dear brother from China, nothing will happen to you.
He said,
Chukwu Abiama have called you. And since he called you, he will back you up.
He said,
and I want to greet all Biafrans all over the world. I want to tell you, well done. But I am sober. I have been crying since morning. Because the blood of our brothers and sisters are being wasted every day. Yesterday we were in Owerri. And we were told about a perfect plan and scheme by this Boko Haram, the Hausa Fulani, to exterminate the whole Igbo race. Listen and listen attentively, wherever you may be. We may be crying today that our brothers and sisters were bombed in Abuja. Listen and listen attentively. They are not relaxing. Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani, they are not relenting. Their plan, their recent plan, is on how to bomb all the churches in the 5 Igbo-speaking states in Biafra land, the same day, at the same time. It was revealed to us yesterday in Owerri. And we were crying and we were saying, God, please permit this not to happen until our brothers in diaspora are ready. Lo and behold, the first greeting that we received this morning was the massacre of our brothers and sisters in their thousands. If they are telling you that 70 died, if they are telling you that 100 died, if they are telling you that 200 died, they are lying, because they are liars. The truth is that over 1 million Biafrans were slaughtered today in Abuja, over 1,000. and our people are not doing anything. And when you ask Igbo people, Biafrans in the street, they will tell you that these people are killing their brothers too. Must they?
Yes, can you hear me?
My sisters with their sisters. And I am calling on Chukwu Abiama to pay a vengeance visit to Roger Tokrocha. I am begging him to pay a vengeance visit to Sullivan Chime. All of them, our rulers, especially Dan Malam in Imo State, Roger Tokrocha. Dear friends, listen and listen attentively. Every day, 12 midnight, they use 499 or 911, I think it's 911, that big truck,
Gwongoro,
to pick houses to Aba and to Owerri. Now you just said that there is a sketchy news over the bombing or whatever in Aba. It is going to happen if we keep silent. It is not only going to happen in Aba, it will happen in Owerri, it will happen in Enugu, it will happen in Onitsha, it will happen in Ebonyi, it will happen everywhere if we keep quiet. Our people are so demented, and when I say it, I don't repent from saying it. How can you employ an Hausa man to be your security guard? In our markets everywhere in Enugu, there are security guards. In the homes of our rich brothers and sisters, Hausa are the security guards. And what are they doing there? They are penetrating. They are trying to know everything about us. And the day they will strike, nobody will survive. And we claim that we are intelligent. And we claim that we are hardworking. I don't know what has happened to the Igbos. Could it be the brainwashing of the British? Could it be the brainwashing of Yorubas, their media? But today I stand upon this land. I am standing on Biafra land, and I'm calling Chukwu Abiama to come and avenge us. Let Chukwu Abiama come and avenge us. The stealing of the blood is becoming too much. If you people are not ashamed, I am ashamed. Those of you in England, those of you in USA, those of you in Canada, if you are not ashamed, I am ashamed. Chukwu Abiama is gradually leaving us. Like I used to say, he has given us a land that is filled with milk and honey. Our enemies are penetrating every day to take over everything, and we are watching. While we are watching, what are we expected to do? We are expected to do what Osita Okeke is doing there. We are expected to do what Ikechukwu Enyagu is doing in Nigeria. We are expected to do what Nnamdi Kanu is doing. If we keep quiet, these people will overrun us, and there will be nothing like Biafra land again. How are we going to say it? They hate us and they like our land. Preach in peace. To hell, to every Biafra who will preach peace, to hell. Let the land strike him dead. Any Biafra man, woman that will preach peace in Nigeria, let.
Can you hear me? I don't know if we've lost connection. Or maybe... she can't hear me. She cannot hear me. Can you hear me? No, we've lost her. We've lost our dear sister. When she is in full flight, I don't even want to attempt to interrupt her flow. This is Radio Biafra and nobody is happy. You know when you go to a very posh restaurant to eat, after the appetizer, which they have been serving us today, they delivered, and I agree with her, over 1,000 people died today. It's not 88. Over 1,000 people died today. So Rita is actually correct. If you go to the initial reports that came, that was what they were reporting, that over 1,000 people died. And now, let us let us give you the this thing, the icing on the cake, as they will say. Not from us, we are just dealing with the media here in the zoo. Our brother from Connecticut, stay where you are. Somebody's coming from USA. An indigenous of Ibagwa, Ezimo, in Udenu, local government area of Enugu State, has been killed by suspected Fulani headsmen. I'll read it again in case you didn't quite follow what I'm saying. An indigenous of Ibagwa, Ezimo, in Udenu, local government area of Enugu State, has been killed by Fulani headsmen. The Daily, not Radio Biafra, please. The Daily Post reported. They gathered that the victim, Theophilus Eleje, walked into the headsmen who laid ambush along the road. Spokesman of the police in Enugu State, Mr. Ebera Marizu, who is a DSP, who confirmed the incident. The police confirmed the incident. Enugu State Police Command confirmed the incident. Said that the headsmen operated as armed robbers. Are you people listening? That the headsmen operated as armed robbers in our land. These are, for your information, these are Hausa men that they sent as Nigerian army. They are in Obinze. They are in all the army barracks along, they are in 82 division. They are also armed robbers at night. These are the people now they gave us to keep us as one Nigeria. According to Amarizu, Amarizu is a DSP. This is a policewoman speaking, not Radio Biafra. Is a policewoman reporting. The suspected Fulani robbers, no longer, these are people that come with cattle, they are now criminals, and as our sister said, the onslaught has begun. Because they know, maybe I'm to blame. I told them that if you want to conquer us, now is the best time to do it, because they have bribed Owazurike, Masop cannot mobilize against them. They have planted Okrocha for us, Okrocha is in their midst. They have bribed our people, all the every sitting governor is their own baby, so to speak. So you see, we are powerless. But we are here, and we are going to stop them. Watch and see. According to Amarizu, the suspected Fulani robbers gave machete cuts on the head of their victim. This victim is called, what's his name again? Theophilus Eleje. That's his name, according to the police. This man was identified, this Theophilus Eleje, as he ran into them. They emerged from the bush. He stated that the victim later died owing to the machete cut he received. This man was running from the Fulani people that killed him, because they gave him cuts in the head and he died. He died in Biafra land. Fulani people are killing us in our own place. Isn't that ironic? Very laughable. The army are on the roadblocks killing you. Rocha Sokoracha is Islamizing you. And Fulani headsmen that landed at Ogoja, I don't know, they have moved to Soka now. They came into Ogoja to claim our land. Now, they have come to Nsoka and they have started giving us machete cuts in the head. They have been raping our mothers that go to the farm and giving them diseases, which is why you have high incidence of death where we come from. What did they do? They said a group called Omuada USA. They were having a dinner in Wisconsin, discussing the issue of the rape of our mothers in the village. dear Lord. You see the way it turned out for you, that you became cowards because you lost a war. You only fought a war for 3 years, when people that want independence, they fight for 50, for 100 years to be free, because we don't know what freedom is. We think freedom is cheap. Because you went to America, you can buy a hamburger the size of a little child for $1. You can take a bucket and go and open a tap and collect Coca-Cola, so that they call it there, and pay 50 cents. Because of that, you think it has been that way from time. People fought the British that you can have a quarter pounder for a dollar. So you don't know that. People fought and died that you may be free. White people fought amongst themselves that blacks may be free in America. People don't know this. Abraham Lincoln went to war with the South that blacks may be freed. But you can't do anything to free your own people from the clutches of Boko Haram in the North.
you cannot do anything to save your own mothers in the village from being raped by diseased men. They sleep with goats in the north, and they drive cattle into your territory, and they rape your mothers in the farms. But your mom won't tell you because our women are very brave. They can't tell you such a thing until the disease kills them. And then you one day you say, oh, my mom is dead. And you go and bury your mother. And we are still human beings. That is why I hate useless Igbo people. What am I doing with them? Ndigbo, with their useless red cap. As foolish as the red cap they are wearing. Hopeless people. Look at Ohanaeze. What can they do? Nothing. Their children should have been over 1,000 of them killed. What have they done? Nothing. They are waiting for who can collect that their 12 million so we can share it. They shared 5 billion. It wasn't enough. Where is Peter Obi? After all, they will say you killed people and put them in the Zoo River. What can you say? People don't know that we are being overrun. They are circling us. And the day they will strike. As we say, where we come from. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have anybody on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Is Ngozi Madon with me?
Yes, director, I'm here.
Please go ahead. Yes, and congratulations on the birth of a Biafran daughter to all of us. Because where I come from, when birth is given to a bouncing baby boy or girl, the family will walk around with powder and people will sing and enjoy. And you see powder on your face, you know that there's a new arrival in that very village. That is who we are. We celebrate life. We don't take it. But today they took our lives. They have slaughtered us in our hundreds in Abuja. What are we going to do about it? Please go ahead.
Thank you, director. Good evening to you and to my fellow Biafrans. All of us of freedom all over the world. Wherever you are, my name is Ngozi Madu, and I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden. First of all, I want to say thank you all for all the well wishes I receive all in good faith. Thank you, and I wish you all the same. Please, director, I want to say thank you to you and to all the editorial board of Radio Biafra, our coordinators, wherever you are, those who are working tirelessly for the restoration of our homeland. May God, our Lord, Chukwu Abiyama, continue to strengthen us till the end of this journey. Before I go on to what I want to comment today, please, director, I want you to permit me, I want to start with our national anthem. Should I go ahead?
Yes, please, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, please, don't mind my voice, but let's read the meaning of the words. Land of the rising sun, we love and cherish. Beloved home, land of our brave heroes, we must defend our lives or we shall perish. We shall protect our heart from all our foes. But if the price is death for all we hold dear, then let us die without a shade of fear.
You've done very well.
Fellow Biafrans, I don't know what you hold dear. I don't know what you hold there that is holding you. Is it money? I don't know what you hold there that you cannot defend your life. I don't know that thing you hold there that is greater than your life. I don't know that thing you hold there that you cannot fight to secure that. Why can't we think for our children? Why can't we think for our generation? We are perishing. Mirin erikwenanyo, but we don't know. We know, but we don't care. People have died. Because maybe you have called your people in Abuja, it did not affect them. Then you go and type rest in peace. One day, I will type rest in peace for you also. And that is how we will continue typing rest in peace until there is nobody to write again. Exactly. Then who will rest in peace? Who will type it for us? They will start resting in pieces. Please, let us come out. I don't know what is holding us. These are the our brothers and sisters that that takes off early in the morning. You think it's just what we hear in the news is the number of people that died. You have heard what Sister Rita said. More than 1,000 of our people are just died because it's not just one Nostradamus bus that got.
The whole park was decimated. There was a crater.
So
Jonathan went there to inspect it.
People or 80 people that is in all those bus. Please, let us wake up now. Let us defend our lives, or we shall, or we will perish. My father has seen. There is no two ways about it. The people already are in our land. Roger Sokoracha has given the room in Imo State. They are everywhere. They are in Aba. All the states in Biafra land, they are there. And when they will strike, what Sister Rita is trying to say before the line were cut off, the day they will strike, nobody will survive it. We have been living in abroad. Our people are dying. As we are here, today, somebody will lose her mother. Tomorrow, the other person will lose her father. All those people are dying because we don't care for them. While we are here taking care of other people's parents, while our own parents, nobody is taking care of them. They are dying because of lack of care. The money you send to them, money is not everything. Let us make change or change will change us. Let us make change now or change will change us. We do not have time.
Yes.
I'm calling on all of us, our women. Please let us join this 10-man battalion. They call it 10 men, it's not just for men. Women can join also. When your husband is paying, tell him that you want to join. You want to join. You have to join because this cause, you have to carry it. It is for the betterment of our children. It is for the betterment of our generation. We cannot live in abroad forever. If what is happening in Nigeria, that the Western world is not saying anything, you should know that one day they will just pack us like sardines and send us where we come from when they get tired of us. Because one day they will definitely get tired of us. We have served them a lot. And when they are through with us, with what they want to do, they will pack us and go and throw us into that river they named us after. That is just the gospel truth. So now is the right time. We have little but no time to take back our land. So this fight is not just for our men. The 10-man battalion is not just for men only. Women, we can participate. Join your husband. Don't say that your husband is doing for the family. No. You, most of us, we can afford to pay for two. We need to get this number as soon as possible. This struggle, we need to go forward with it and do whatever we want that we can do to make sure we get ourselves out of this zoo before January 2016. We do not have time. We have marked 30th of May as Day of Remembrance. Remember, you do not sleep. Do not sleep. That day, everybody, we have to come out. We have to make sure that we send the message across every country where we are. Let the government of the world, let them hear us. Let men and women with conscience, let them hear our cry. I cannot rest when things are going wrong. When things are happening, our people are dying. Our people have turned into vampires. The remaining one in our land, the Hausa Fulani are bribing them. They are killing our people, selling their parts to them. Kidnapping our children and selling for them for their ritual in 2015 to the Islamized Nigeria. And they will succeed if we keep on sleeping. If we keep on sleeping. Remember that many are called, but few are chosen. In this struggle for Biafra, you will hear the call. be among the chosen one. Be among those that will restore the dignity into your land. Be among those that will bring back life to our lifeless people. Be the one that will set your people free. And God will never forget you. Your people will never forget you. Let us come out in this struggle. Do whatever we can. Double our efforts. There is no time to rest. There is no time to rest. Until Biafra come, then we celebrate ourselves. This is not time to celebrate. There is nothing to celebrate but to double our efforts to make sure that what we are looking for, we achieve it in less than no time. Director, yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you very much. And take care of that Biafran girl for us. Thank you very much. That was Ngozi Madi from Sweden. This is Radio Biafra. We have some people here. We must allow them also to speak so that you can hear them. But before I do so, I have somebody who's been waiting on the line for a very, very long time. I must commend him for having waited. You are through to Radio Biafra Worldwide live transmission from the heart of darkness. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Hello, Nandi.
Yes.
This is Chidi Owo, calling from Connecticut in the United States.
From the USA.
I'm from the Upper Government in Biafra land. Yeah.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Go ahead.
It will be a sad thing. Taking into consideration what happened. I just want all of us to know that we need not question the people affected. I was in Abuja for a while. In Nyanya is predominantly dominated by Igbos, you know?
So you were in Abuja yourself. Hang on a second. We want to get this very clear. So you were in Abuja.
I was in Abuja when the 25th Christmas Day bombing took place.
Okay.
I was on duty when they brought the victims here. So I saw firsthand what it was like. You know? So when they tell you the truth, it's like, it's not only Igbo. All these people are Igbos. An awesome man who lives in Yanga, those people you see, there are people who are traveling, people who are rushing to work. And let me now tell you, people are the ones that did that in Abuja. Most of the outside in Abuja who have money, they live in Mankama, they don't live in Yanga. Those that don't have money, the poor ones, they don't even go to work, you understand? So the people who are going to wait for the bus by that time of the morning and loading are predominantly, I can tell you, I can stick out my neck, it can be up to 90% Igbos. That is one thing I have to tell, I need the whole world to know. First hand, I know that. Now, you said something about our people, that we try to describe the word of the adjective. You know, sometimes I want to say they are selfish people, but because of people like you and others, you can't give them a selfish. But you see, just yesterday, I was still with some friends, and I brought up the issue of Biafra. You know, before I could finish mentioning Biafra, some people, don't say that in here. Yeah, United States. Let's go to Yale University. They rushed me. You know, I don't enough to talk about it here. Now, see what is happening. You understand? So, they know people know the truth, but they are running away from it. We do not belong to this place. These people hate us. They will continue to kill us. Hello?
We are listening to you. The world is listening. We don't want to interrupt you. Please go. We are listening attentively to what you're saying. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. These people who say so, they will continue to kill us as long as much as they want. Now, you know, my aunt is from, I'm from this, but my mother is from Ghana. Now, a couple of months ago, my mother's other sister, she's probably then almost 60, something, almost 70. She was attacked by two and one heads. So people would think that these people are still in a good guy and in a super. What kind of further things than a super? She was attacked, she was slapped, she was robbed. I mean, she went for the burial of my uncle's burial. So while these two and one heads can attack them. So these things are not far-fetched. These things are shared. So all these people that don't want to, they don't want to really hear the word black lives. They don't want to acknowledge if something happens to their home. Because I remember that even in 1967, what I said yesterday, people are aware that when it's preaching, people are aware that you are going to slaughter people enough. If you remember the slaughter people the first time, I had an uncle who came back. They said everything in our house, you have to be family, and they told him eventually. So I don't want these wrong people to keep people. You see this official from black man that don't give me two days now I'm looking for a cause and I say, hey God, I want to leave Abuja. I want to sell my house. I want to sell my land. Yeah, I want to give it one week. All of them
we are losing you. The line is not very clear, I'm afraid. It's not very clear. You may have to try and call us back again. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling. He called us from Connecticut. He's clearing up a few issues for us. He was in Abuja or thereabout when the previous blast happened. And now he's telling us that this Nyanya, whatever rubbish the place is called, is full of our people. But now they're dead. Unfortunately, the funniest thing is that they will not bring the bodies back. You can't even identify them. They will be buried in the north in a mass grave against everything that we believe in. And we say we are Biafran people, we are Igbo. But they will be buried in a mass grave in the north. And what can you do about it? Because you've been condemned by Satan the way some of us think. So quite frankly, I don't believe that a Biafran man could have given birth to some people that I come across on a daily basis. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, we've lost them. We have lost them. There are too many calls coming in, please. We have people here. Somebody have come to join us. I mentioned somebody from China, somebody from Thailand is here, from Malaysia, and also we have somebody from Germany as well. You asked us to do something. And we are doing it. Very, very simple. Give him the microphone, please. Go Woronyakam. He will tell the world who he is and where he lives as well. Because we are here, not by any special strength that we possess, but because Chukwu Abiama has determined that we should come. Please go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans.
It's low. Can you push it up, please? Yeah.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. I use this media to extend my greetings all around the world, especially the friends and my fellow Biafrans around the world. My name is Eze Ozemenam. I am the regional coordinator of Cologne in Germany. So I'm here now in the zoo. So we are here in order to put things in a good condition. So thank you very much and stay tuned.
Thank you very much. There you hear it. And please, another person is also here. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Bear fans. My name is Nelson Chibo. I'm from Olin Basad, local government in Anambra State. I'm the PRO in China, former PRO in China. But now I'm in Lagos here. So I'm greeting all my brothers and all my sisters around the world. The Biafrans, the main Biafrans in China, I'm greeting you all because you people are wonderful. You people are formidable. I've been hearing all what your people have been doing. So I thank especially our coordinator, Tojuwo Nungwo. We greet you here from the zoo. May God continue to bless you all in China and the Biafrans around the world. May Chukwu Abiama guide us and protect us. In Jesus' name I pray.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much. This is radio. You see, we are complete. We are here. You asked us to do some. What are you doing? But you are in China. You are talking. You are in Malaysia. Come back home and say this. You believe the warrior. But we are here. Do you want me to count the countries for you again, assembled in these very makeshift studios of Radio Biafra here in the heart of darkness itself? We are in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are inside the very deepest part of the heart of darkness itself. We are in Lagos. I have come from the United Kingdom. Ozemena is here from Germany. Ositokeke is here from Thailand. Chukabosa is here also from Malaysia. Nelson Chibo came from China. Our other brother also is here. Nihanacho from Japan. We are here. Exceptionally formidable. We are without fear before our enemies because mankind did not determine that we should come to serve our country. Only Chukwu Abiyama did, because he wants us to restore his own kingdom on this very earth, Biafra. He does not want us to go and die at the hands of cattle herders. What a way to die, like a wimp, like a coward, at the hands of somebody who all they do is to drive cattle and to milk them. What a way to die. What a waste. Over 1,000 dead and counting. And they are telling us about one Nigeria. Over 1,000 people dead. And people are talking about conference and peace and confab. Over 1,000 people dead. And they want us to remain in this contraption, this abominable creation, this hopeless entity they call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are here to preach this very gospel, and it must be preached. Please go ahead. Who wants to speak in this very place? If you have something to say, lo and behold, you must say it. Only 2 minutes, because our lines are going mental. People want to speak. Please go ahead.
Hello, my friend Biafra. This is Anacho Innocent Uzomba in the Biafra studio. In Dakar soon, in the whole Africa, called Lagos. I have to use the opportunity to thank my very wife, Michiko, and my daughter, Adeze, and my son, Apalaji, and the Abazua, how they helped me, stay with me to expose the Hausa Fulani and the Yorubas. What they did to Igbo people, what they are doing to Igbo people until you reach my turn. Permit me to use this opportunity to talk to Mr. President, Dr. Goodluck Jonathan. Japan Embassy is not happy with you. They want to see you for a reason why your people burn our house. We have Kano here, Nnamdi Kanu here. And in Japan Embassy, Kano too, a Japanese man, expose Goodluck Jonathan to me that he refused to give them chance to see him. Permit me too to talk to my governor, Roger Sokrocha. The letter I sent to you, received by Emerue Rose on 23 January 2014. What are you waiting? Why not act in accordance with my instruction in that letter? Why not act? What are you waiting? Fachala is your person in the same APC. Fachala stole all my goods. Stole all. Asking me to come and collect money with that inventory. Do you think I'm a poor boy? I'm not poor. That money belongs to me. So many here. So many. You know, everybody have right to live. Everybody have right to live. Sagari man anganti moon. I'm a sagari man. Biafra must gone to moon. I'm a sagari man. Biafra must gone to moon. So man, we are here to take it either by piece or pieces. We are in Lagos here. We are in Lagos, the heart of black nation. The heart of black. They are black. Their mind is black. I have discovered everything about them. Of course, they are my hand. 9 years, not 9 days. Keeping a man idle for 9 years. I tell them I'm a Japanese product. They think I'm joking. I told you people, I'm a product of Japan. You know? The land of Japan is with me. God bless the day my leg touched Japan. They leave their daughter with me. If you people want, we are dying here with you people. Yoruba people, wicked people, evil, organized crime, using Igbo people against Igbo people. Take your clever. You are not clever at all.
All the people you use against me, I grab all of them. Of course, you know. Fachala, no. Tunibu, no. Who doesn't know? Abusalam, no. Who again do you want to bring? All of them, no. I crash all of them down. All institution is against Biafra. I will name it to you. All institution is against Biafra. Name it police. Out of police, hand to you, finish. They capture police. They now, they don't see where to escape. They will throw you into DPP. Let DPP bring advice. Whether the man commit the crime or not. So, man, I will hand over to another fellow Biafra. We are so many. So many.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, you are indeed privileged, because this is the only platform where truth is spoken without fear. This is the only platform where we say something and we do exactly what we say we are going to do. This is a place where we are going to revolutionize the thinking capacity of our people. This is where we prepare ourselves for what is to come, because we have not come to enjoy life. We have come here to ensure that freedom comes by whatever means possible. Our timetable is very short, between now and December 2015. No Biafra, or there will be no zoo. We will burn everything down. It's a very firm promise. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody calling us from Switzerland. We must go and take this call. The phone says Switzerland. Let us try and confirm it, please. Your name. Yes, my dear brother, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Watkide. I'm calling from Geneva, Switzerland.
Please go ahead.
Nandi, so due to you have not been around for a long time, I have not had the time to speak with you for a very long time.
Yes.
You know, I thank God Lita have gotten the message I sent to last time. You know, I called her and she verified that they have gotten it. You know.
That's very good. That's very good.
And today I went out, I'm with a lot of Biafrans here in Geneva, trying to let them know what is going on. You know, to the extent they are nearly fought with some of our brothers. I told them that my mama told me I'm Biafra. They are not Biafra, but I feel Biafra.
Their mother told them.
You know, so, because some people, some Igbos, they give birth to in Lagos State. When you meet them here in Europe, they will tell you their mother told them they are Igbo. So they're not even sure they are Igbo people, you know. So I nearly fought with some of them here today. And I told them that you are in Lagos, because they were saying that you cannot go down to Lagos, that you people are in London making. I told them it's not London. I gave some people this number for them to call.
They are cowards. Please, you must bear with us. You must bear with us, please. You must bear with us. Welcome back, please. You must bear with us. We are in the zoo. What do you expect? There was no light. They took the light. They took the two. I think it's been on for nearly 4 hours, because where we are, they had to go and pay the money to give us some light, and they did. Now they've taken it back. They want more money. So hopefully they will go and see them. We are welcoming you back. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from the heart of darkness itself, from Lagos. And I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I am without fear before my enemies. I preach Biafra, regardless of the consequences. Wherever I find our people, I go there and I preach this very wonderful gospel. I am surrounded by them. All of them came back from the diaspora, incidentally, and they are here with me. They will speak to you one after the other. It is your responsibility, wherever you are, to make sure that those that we brought home, that we support them to go and do their work. There is something somebody sent to me. They said, oh, we went somewhere, we are discussing. They said, Ojukwu took us to war. There was no plan. How could he have planned? Now that you have time to plan, what are you doing about it? You will wait until Boko Haram comes in to start slaughtering you, and then at that point, you round up yourselves. You want to respond too little, too late. Very sad. Let's take this call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening.
Modiku Babe, we are calling from UK.
You are welcome to the program, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling with a very heavy heart.
Please go ahead.
This is a very passionate appeal to all Biafrans worldwide. As a Biafran, anywhere you are, this is not our finest hour.
No, it's not.
This is the sign. This is the beginning of 1966 pogrom all over again. For those that are really in doubt, please think again. All these are happening. It is a pointer to the fact that because we Biafrans want to be free, the only currency we are asking for is freedom, nothing more. And that is why we are being persecuted. I do not want to join those who want to castigate other Biafrans for keeping silent in the face of tyranny. I wouldn't say that. But then I'm appealing to everybody, all Biafrans worldwide. Let us have some moment of sober reflection tonight, wherever you may be. We are being killed. We are being decimated. What did we do? Because we said we want to be free. Nothing more, nothing less. We are not asking for anything more than for us to govern ourselves. All dear friends, I'm calling on you. Let me greet you the way our great September did. I call you people proud and courageous, dear friends. This is not our finest hour. A lot of us, distinguished Biafrans, have tried to navigate the ship of state of that zoo. We were roundly frustrated, discouraged, and killed. I'm now asking, is it a crime? If you cannot be the president of the zoo, can you not at least be the president of your family in peace? If a Biafran cannot be the president of the zoo, can a Biafran not be the president of Biafra? Please, my brothers and sisters, wherever you may be, today is not our finest hour. I keep saying this. The more you look at the events happening in that zoo, it is a pointer that those people called Biafrans are really not wanted. Not only are you denied of your right, but your very existence is considered inimical to whatever the zoo stands for. Please, proud and courageous Biafrans, let us have a very deep, sober reflection. The events unfolding in that zoo is not our comfort. We should try as much as possible, take a deep breath, and then say never again. We cannot lose people in coming. They say that is the heart. That is an Islamic territory. Kano is one of the seven Hausa states. We cannot lose people in Zamfara, Sokoto, Bauchi, Kasena. We cannot lose people in Yola. We cannot lose people in Mudi. We cannot lose people in Zaria, Kaduna, all over. We cannot lose people in all these places and then continue to lose in Abuja. This is called selective targeting. Of course, there are Muslims all over Abuja where you can get buses to any other place. There are different bus stations all over. There are gatherings for the Fulani, for the Muslims, even for the Fulanis, according to ethnic group. There are. You can never see bombs living there. This is a direct affront to the principle of freedom, what the Biafrans stand for. Please, it's a passionate appeal. I wouldn't join the blame game, but let us think twice. This is, again, let me repeat, the beginning of 1966 program all over again. Who knows where it will stop? The entrance of our, the entrance of our enemies into our territory. If he doesn't spread fear into you, if he doesn't, not really fear, but you won't have to question yourself, what is this life for? Why must you be burying our people in mass graves? Let me remember what Ojukwu said in 1966, and your fellow men, we make any possible. If we continue to bury our people this way, in this jet age of .com, why are we all over the world? Why are we all over the world? Please, my dear brothers and sisters, wherever you may be, let us say never again. What we want is freedom. We are not asking for anything. That is why May 30th will be the real Biafran day. It is either that day or never. We must have to make a statement in whatever way we want in every part of the world. The world must hear us. They've heard us before. They have to hear us again. This is quite unbecoming of a civilized world. Today, or sometime last week, the genocide in Rwanda, they remembered them. Forgotten that after the Jews, the next genocide is Biafra, Ebonyi to man. Please, wherever, it is now on our court. We need to decide and act decisively. I hope I will be allowed to reach May 30th. That day, we must have to tell the world that, look, we can't take this anymore. I've never seen a people so peace-loving, so progressively minded, so liberal, and above all, so God-fearing. Yet, we are now targeted to be eliminated, to be decimated in anywhere we are. What have we done? Our crime has always been because we want to live. God, or you got in his evil machinations, decide to put us where we do not belong. But then that is man-made. If whatever God joined together, people are putting our thunder, why can't we put our thunder for what a human being like us made, who is not Lugard? Please, my dear brothers and sisters, wherever you may be, today is not our finest hour. This is a passionate appeal. I'm not into blame game. Ta-ta-bu-bo. Let us rally round and tell the world that, look, if it is oil, let them come and take, but we need our freedom. There is nothing more than freedom. If you are not free, if you are a slave, please do not hand over that servitude to the generations unborn. Dear friends, we must think. Dear friends, we know we can think. We can do better than this. Our people are being killed everywhere. We are now shedding blood. Despite the fact that the surviving ones in Japan land are dying of hunger, yet we all kept quiet. But please, I'm not going to blame them. Let us think. We are human, we are people. Japans are endowed people. We have every resource ever known to man. We have every talent within us. Let us think. Let us take a deep breath and then have a deep, sober reflection of what is happening around us. This is quite unbecoming. It's getting too much. We cannot keep quiet and pretend that all is well. When the land on which we stand is fast shaking, please, for those that we cast to get radio Biafra in one way or the other, this is not the time for blame game. All dear friends must come together, no matter your platform. Let us force. We have to be alive. And I will end by remembering what a famous Israeli journalist, Amos Oz, said, and I quote, when there's a conflict between right and right, a value higher than right ought to prevail, and that value is life itself. Please, let us save ourselves before it is too late. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. But then what do you have to say? Please go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Ezra Zemenam. I'm from Enugu State, Ogun local government. And I'm also the regional coordinator of Cologne in Germany. I'm right now in the zoo, but I want to use this opportunity to tell my people all over the world, especially those who are in diaspora, that when you are not here on the ground to see what is happening, you will never know what is going on. We live in abroad, we listen to Radio Biafra, but we are not in the zoo to see what is happening. Now I'm in the zoo, I've seen for myself what is going on. We are not regarded in any level, in anywhere, in any street, in any state you are. We, the Biafrans, we are not regarded. They don't take us for anything. They say that we are second class, not even second class, third class citizen in our own homeland. The Hausa Fulanis has taken over our land. Today I walk around the street, I had some chat with people, and I discover that our own people are willing to support what is going on, especially here on the ground. They are there, they are willing, they need every support in order to fight for this struggle. Especially we that is here right now from diaspora, we also need their support, especially those in Germany, to unite together, all around the world, to unite together, to support this struggle, so that we can achieve our goal. In this land where we are right now, in the zoo, believe me, you can never ever walk freely as a Biafran kid. Everywhere you've been caught. Anywhere, every sea, everywhere is blocked for you people to develop. And this is our time. Look at what happened to Abuja. You saw what happened. Maybe you people are not here. That is why you don't know what is going on here. You know? So please, my fellow Biafrans all over the world, I urge you all to support this struggle. I urge you all to come together so that we can achieve our goal. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I hope they will listen. You came down and left a very fine life in Cologne, where you are our coordinator, to come down here to do the work we have asked you to do by virtue of the very authority given to us by the indigenous people of Biafra to make sure we go forth to get Biafra to do everything humanly possible to get Biafra. That's what we're doing. We are not here to pander to useless sentiments. We are not here to lend credence to any idiot who could be hiding behind the wife's bra or underwear to be talking nonsense. We need men. We need men of integrity and honor. Men who will understand that fear has no place in what we are doing, that we shall go forth to preach this very gospel, that it is our duty to defend our honor and integrity as a race when we are under attack. When we are under attack, our people don't learn from history. Ojukwu was not prepared because they brought the war to him. Now you have all the time in the world to prepare. 45 years and counting, and ordinary Hausa Fulani cattle. Isn't it a shame? We fought the whole world. Those heroes we're going to remember on the 30th of May. They fought the world for 3 years. They fought the combined might of Britain, of USSR, of Egypt, the entire Arab world, with the complicity, or the acquiescence, I must say, of the United States of America. We survived for 3 years, air, land, and sea blockade. And now we have a bunch of weasels answering to Igbo men and women. And their mothers are being raped by cattle herders. Their brothers are being slaughtered. Even as we speak, I'm getting information that in some areas of Nsukka, a particular village is under attack this very moment by cattle, Fulani cattle herdsmen, whatever they call them. Another front for Boko Haram. And what will you do? You go and say, let us pray. And you keep praying and praying and praying. They say that Biafra is a cult. Of course it is more than a cult. We are here to dedicate everything we do to the glory of Chukwu Abiama. If you don't know who Chukwu Abiama is, I can't help you. I cannot help you. He's the maker of the heavens and the earth. The Lord of hosts. As simple as that. The idiocy of the past, the colonial legacy of idiocy and stupidity has come to pass. We are no longer dealing with that. We are here to proclaim the gospel. and that gospel is the restoration of the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Complete and absolute. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. We are in the heart of darkness. We are in the zoo called Nigeria.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Jerry from Cologne, Germany.
Jerry from Cologne. What is Jerry? Is Jerry an Igbo name, an Ibibio name, a Calabari name? What is Jerry?
Jerry Nwachukwu.
That's better.
The guy who spoke about 2 minutes ago, T. Wise, is my very good friend. He knows me better.
Thank you very much.
The way from Cologne, he will tell you better about
me. He's here with me. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello, director.
Yes, my brother. We are listening to you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted to ask something. We heard what happened in Abuja today in the morning. That should be around 6:30 a.m. Nigeria time.
Yes.
We got the news and we heard about what happened and the world heard it too. I just wanted to let you know that we heard what happened and the world heard what happened, and those who did that will soon hear from us. That is what I just wanted to contribute this evening.
Thank you very much. And I agree. I agree with you completely.
They will soon hear from us. I mean, we don't need to be in a haste. We have heard here in the Western world, and the people of the world are aware of what happened today. And those people who did that will soon hear from us.
This we hope
call
so.
Is from Cologne, Germany.
Thank okay? you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. And they are indeed going to hear from us. Because there is a saying, everything I do, I refer to an Igbo adage. Nihinana jubuche manu kubu nogu tupu arawaya. If you come out on the 30th of May, we are telling the world that they've been killing us, you've kept quiet. They've been killing us, you've kept quiet. Anything we do, then nobody can blame us. That is why we need to come out on the 30th of May to honor those that died that we may live, those that gave us that name. The reason why they died is continuing till this day. If we don't do anything, it means they died in vain, and we can't have that. Not in my lifetime. It won't happen. What I need is only 100 men. 100 and we'll bring this place down. 100 men only. I despise cowards in my life. I can't stand them. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, please. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. My name is Afo. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal, you need to raise your voice. I don't know what is wrong with this very system. It sounds muffled. I don't like it. Raise your voice for us, please, and you proceed.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead. So is the whole world.
All right. This is all about all the Africans all over the world. What I want to contribute tonight is going on the news I read on the Radio Biafra site. So I was so shocked when I read the news that came up this morning that happened in Abuja precisely. And I couldn't hold my tears. And I keep asking what our leaders, what are they doing? Our legal leaders, what are they doing?
Name one of them. Can you name one of the leaders you are expecting to say something? One Igbo leader, name the person please.
I'm just saying.
I know. You said Igbo leaders. White people are listening. Governments of the world, they want to know who these leaders are. So who knows, they can approach them and give them advice. Name one Igbo leader, please, that you know.
I'm talking about our governors, the senators, and those representing us at the conference also.
So you think that an Igbo governor is a leader?
I'm just trying to say my own quote, not that.
I want us to understand something. I agree with you that people must be led by somebody. You said Igbo governors. Out of the 5 Igbo governors that you have, or 5 and a half, if you include
or 5 3/4, if you include Amechi. Amechi is not a Hausa name. And you also include Uduagan, who is from Delta. Can you please name one so-called Igbo governor you think is the leader? One person, please.
Actually, Director, I can't hold my chair.
Exactly. So there is none. So there are no leaders. If you say Igbos, they have leaders, we ask you, name the person. Listen here, I talk to you. Name the leader. Name one person only. My dear brother, I agree with you. You see, we have no leaders. We have contractors. We have people that go and take money, collect chieftaincy titles, pay newspaper men in Lagos to write rubbish about them, to give them, to glowingly praise them, to say they have done this or that. What have they done? Which of them can do what Godswill Akpabio did? Name one governor. The answer is none. Igbos do not have leaders. They have opportunistic saboteurs. That's who they have. They don't have leadership. Regrettable and very sad. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually from Igboma, which is a local government.
Yes.
And even in my community, you are an investment of the team. They do move around a community. So I find cutting hard work. Because I called one of my cousins at home. So he was telling me so many things happening. Not even in my place, not even in the city itself. All over in England.
What did your person tell you is happening? Tell the whole world, because people, millions of people are listening all over the world. Tell them what you heard is happening where we come from. What did you hear?
Yeah. In my community, precisely, in the local government, it is full of investment that they move around in their country. So I'm just angry. I'm totally angry tonight. Especially
yes.
Because of the news I heard this morning. I can't hold my chair. I said, is this my own brother can sit at the street like this? In the way they pack them on the truck, taking them to the
yes, they are the your people. That picture should go everywhere. Anywhere you see a useless Igbo gathering with women painting their faces like masquerade with uniform, talking rubbish and not about Biafra, take those pictures and go and give to them. Say to them that these are your children. They were killed. They were slaughtered. What are you doing about it? That very picture should go to every Ohanaeze meeting you have, wherever in the world that you may be in. Go and show them the state of our people. We ran away from home because there is no food to eat. We ran away because they could not give us employment. They closed down Golden Guinea Brews Limited in Omuahia. They shut down ceramics in Omuahia. Olon Nam Farm Settlement is not working. Mvosi Oil Mill is not working. Nkalago Cement Factory is not working. West African Plastics is not working. Cooperative Bank is closed. Progress Bank is closed. Africa Continental Bank is closed. Oji River cannot generate electricity. We are not allowed to mine coal at Enugu. Aba Glass Factory is no longer working. Lever Brothers, they literally left Aba because there is no oil for them, which is their basic raw material. It's not there anymore. Aba Textile Mills, not working. Paint and Resin at Mbise, not working. Ezinachi Clay Factory, not working. The Poultry at Obo, who says it's working, is not. Do you see their problem? These people left to go and look for what to eat, to send money home to feed dying family members, to pay for school fees, to pay hospital bills, and today they're dead. They did not die out of any natural cause. They did not die in a motor accident as a hand of fate. They died because a Hausa Fulani person said, "Today we are going to kill you." And they did. Why did they find it so easy to kill them? Because they congregate in one place, trying and fighting very hard to survive. Because where they come from, there are no industries. Where they come from, there are no employment. Where they come from, there are no opportunities. Where they went to,
was built with the money coming from their land, which is quite ironic. And over there, they found them and they killed them. Today, as we are on the air, thousands upon thousands of families are now without children. They are without sisters. They are without brothers. They are without mothers and fathers. For no other reason that one white man came from Scotland and said, you, from today, your name is Nigeria. That is why they are dead. When you see Tukwu Abiyama, whatever you are, all of you who are dead, you will tell Tukwu Abiyama that you died because you are in Nigeria. That's all. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this call. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone.
Good evening, Mr. Director.
Good evening.
My name is Agocha Chukwu. I am calling from the heart of the zoo. I am calling from Lagos.
You are in the heart of darkness itself. Go ahead.
I want to appreciate you for coming down to Lagos once again to preach this very gospel of Biafra. We, our own, the family of Biafrans in Lagos, will be doing our best in seeing that our brothers see the real truth and make sure that they partake in the shining light. I want to appreciate every Biafran that is in Lagos. Those who are coming forth, our brother, Mr. Anayo, who is there, is a good Biafran, he's a brother, he's a working Biafran. He has a history how Nigerian government has dealt with him just because he's a Biafran. For committing no crime, but for only the reason that he's in Biafra, he's a successful Biafran. They don't want to see us, they don't want to see us leave. Look at what happened today in Abuja. I want to assure every Biafran living anywhere you're living on this planet Earth, I want you to know that you are a slave in Nigeria. If you continue to sing the song of One Nigeria, if you continue to say, let us pray for the unity and for the progress of One Nigeria, I see you as an enemy, just the same way I see as a Fulani Yoruba. I want you to know that if we should fail to get Biafra for ourselves, for our children, and for our children's children, we are doomed forever. That Tukwu Abiyama will wipe us, and we will never be remembered. Let this battle be the last battle we are going to fight. I am ready for everything to put in my blood. If there is any other thing to put in, I am ready to do it. Just to get Biafra for my death and for the generations to come. What are we living for? What a life are we living for? What are we living for? Every Biafra, I want to ask you the question, what are you living for? If you say you have to keep what to see how things turn around in Nigeria, for 100 years of, after 100 years of amalgamation, after 50 something years of independence, there is nothing happening. People are dying like flies every day. They are encroaching our lives. They are taking over everything we have. They don't want to see us exist. They've been killing us right from the time of the colonial masters, and they are still killing us. They are not giving us any space. I want us to begin to take this in the way they are following us. If I am allowed, if I am given the opportunity, I want us to even go into full war. Let us not forget about all these things. Give us weapons. This is my constant. Give us weapons. Let us fight it for the long time. I am tired. Every day I keep shedding tears. Every day I go out, I see the other talented people who are the most talented people in the whole world. I have never seen anybody in the world who is as talented as a Biafran. Those who don't go to school, you see somebody who is not even up to secondary school level, you will compete with those who say they are PhDs, who say they are Hausa, who say they are Yoruba. Yes, don't get close to him. Biafra, I want to, Mr. Director, I want to appreciate you. I think you are a gift to Biafrans. You are a gift to this generation of Biafrans. It will only take but a little time before we know what we have. I just pray that Tukwu Abiyama will guide us, give us every necessary knowledge and understanding we need, so that we will be able to see that if we should miss this opportunity, then we are doomed for life. And I know that we are not going to miss it. In this very battle, in this last one we are taking in, we are going to be victorious and we are going to last, and nobody is going to stop us. Since Tukwu Abiyama has designed it, no man, no woman will stop us.
You see?
I am sure of that.
You see? Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Well spoken and eloquently put. We are not going to retreat, and we are not going to surrender. It is either the freedom flag is flying, or I am 6 feet below, There is no in between. I will not live in exile, God forbid. We are going to fight these our enemies. We shall meet them. And any day we arrive, the world will know, quite frankly. They will know that Biafrans have come. But on the 30th of May, we are going to honor those that fought. On the 30th of May, we are going to call down their spirit. On the 30th of May, we are going to tell them, 3.5 million of them, all the fine men that fought for their country, those of them that killed themselves rather than live in Nigeria, we are going to remember you and honor you. And then we shall tell you that that job you started, we are now about to finish it off completely. This very place will burn. God is my witness. We will burn it down. I assure them. The only thing that can save them is Biafra. That is all. Boko Haram is a child's play compared to what is to come. We are telling the whole world so they know that they are killing us. Nobody's talking about it. They told people that they hate us. Nobody complained. The Sultan of Sokoto, Sir Ahmadu Bello, told the British, I hate Igbo people. He made it very clear. I despise them. The British said, why don't you be in one Nigeria? Why don't you go to church and pray? Here we are today, having lost another close to 1,000 people dead. This is madness. We must continue. Does anybody here have something to say, please? Because people are extremely upset all over the place. People are upset, too upset to say anything. They will tell you, Nigerians, we are killed. There is one Megad close by. One of them is selling sweet and chewing gum. There is somebody selling guru somewhere. How many people died? Nearly 1,000 people died today. How many of them are Igbo people? 999. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. You are true to us. We are in the heart of darkness. Please, you may proceed.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Colin Boyd. I got the Michigan, which I was many years ago.
Yes, go ahead. Okay, Baram, please go ahead.
I thank you for the work you are doing. I'm coming from Valencia.
From Valencia in Spain. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
In Spain, yeah. So there's something I want to drop to our people all over the world, especially those living in civilized world. If we don't want to lose our generation to come, we must get the affair. Now, look at the picture. Very soon, all of us will get old and die, whether in abroad or at home. And they will take us home to bury us. Once they finish burying us, they just go back to where there is life, the life world. Nobody should expect me or a child to stay in a place that is darkness, death, every day, nobody. So if you want your generation, your descendant, to stay in your land forever, you must get the answer. Unless they will be in exile forever. We were born there, still we prefer outside. What about that that are born here?
It's a very good, I never thought about that before. It's a very wonderful analogy. We ran away to stay abroad because of, how can I call it, a better, slightly better living condition. And how about those who are actually born there? What business do they have in the zoo? Please go ahead.
Yeah, so that is it. That's what I want to tell them for now. Many other things will come later, but everybody should think twice. Sometimes I always try to see why our people are not coming up.
So I start teaching it to my friends around here in Valencia here, some of them. Maybe one day, it feels like I didn't mention about war, that some women lost their children, some lost their husbands, those that we talk about, they run away. So I tell them, okay, I am sorry, saying, but when somebody is owning you, even your life, and you must have it, unless your God will blame you. Blame any person who does not support this struggle. If you don't want to fight, make peace. That is it. But you must come out by strength. There's a last day, you don't say, because there is no about war. You do not come out. If you come to preach peace, you are at any level, any place, what do you do to make sure the war does not come? You see, we are not killers. People are killers because people are saying that they want war, but the war is already on the ground. Let me say that the people killing has not fought back. That's the thing. But the world is here already. How many people today? Even in Africa. So, people should know all these things. We cannot bend forever. We cannot be exact forever. One time, last year, I was in a zoo where you are now, in Lagos. I told my friend that we are just... Let me make it short. So I told them, we are just discussing, taking some things. And I told them that this thing is in the Bible. It's like God is talking about us. He said what? I said, God said he irrigated creating some people, human beings. But to me, from what I see, it's like talking about us. They asked me why. I said, why is that our land is blessed, but we are the poorest? Look at God everywhere, smelly. Look at everything, no light. So if you are God, man, if you come, or just if you come. Will you come here or go to abroad? Nobody said anything. It's people there. So, let me not take other people's time. Please, follow the offerings of the world, especially those in the last world. Think about it. Our ancestors, we are taken by force. That's why the defenders are now trying to see how they can go back, even if they don't say it there. No, they don't belong there. So, it will be a crime against God and women, if we force our children to be on a black man again. So, I don't know what that will be. That's where I can stop my
friend. Thank you very much. The sense of clarity you brought to the very issue, I'm sure, drove home the point that you're trying to make. That this very generation is the last generation of our own. Because my name doesn't sound Yoruba or a white person with a white beard. So when I speak to you, of course I have white beard because I'm very old. Although I may look young, but I'm very old. The fact that I'm telling you this today means it's going to happen. Everybody from 75 years of age down, this is the last generation of Igbo people you will see. Unless Biafra comes. If there is no Biafra, there will be no more Igbo people. You will be destroyed completely. Chukwu Abiama will send down fire to consume you completely. You won't exist anymore. Write it down on a piece of paper and hand it over to your children and your grandchildren, because they will not come home anymore. Hausa, Fulani people will overrun your villages. You will no longer exist. You will go to church and you will pray. Ndiara. Mad people. Who has something to say here, please? This is Radio Biafra. People must speak their mind. If you are in doubt as to our seriousness, you can call us. The number is +234. We are in the zoo. +234 8100904599. Please go ahead.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans.
Don't people here want to speak? I'm asking them. I want to get open.
Yeah,
go ahead, please, Ozemenam.
My fellow Biafrans, my name is once again Ozemenam from Germany. I want to use this media again to say, especially great thanks to my family, to my children, and my wife for giving me the support to fight for their freedom. And also, I want to use this media to tell the rest of Biafrans, especially those who are in doubt, that they are an idiot. Because you are not here in the zoo to see what is happening. Most of the Biafran kids can no more speak their mother's language. It's not possible. They are not teaching the Yoruba languages in the school, and also other languages that wherever they are or whatever they are studying right now. So I want to use this time to tell our people that Biafra is coming. Whoever that is in doubt of Biafra should come down here in Lagos or in the zoo to see what is happening to our people. Our people cannot move free anymore. That name Biafra, or especially when you have the name and as an Igbo man, you are not allowed to move free anymore. I met a military man who said to me that there were four Biafran kids from Agolo, and the rest is the Fulanis. During their promotion, they cannot promote them anymore. The kids from Biafra land are not allowed to be promoted in the military anymore. So what we are saying here now is that we live in diaspora, and we are back here in order to support, in order to fight to get back our land. So we need all your support, wherever you are, if it's financial or if it's in supporting in anything, we need your support. We need this support right here. When Nitani Borg was crying on the last time on radio, I thought that it was a joke. But right now, I am the one that is crying right now. I've seen what she's seeing
this
right
place
now.
It's horrible, horrible.
I've seen what she's seeing right now. I am crying. I am begging all of you. I will shed tears if you want me to shed tears on this radio right now. Please support the people here in the Biafra land. Support us right now. We left our homes, we left our family in order to be here in the zoo, in order to make sure that we put things in order. We know that we can also be in diaspora and enjoying the life in diaspora. But what about our kids? What about the generations to come after us? My brothers and sisters, they are dying. They are dying. They are dying. They are dying. We need their support. People are dying. Our people are being killed. Look at what happened in Abuja. You think that it's just only mass burial. Remember, Igbo kids, Igbo children, they never left them outside. He must be brought home to be buried. But this time they are all buried outside. They are dying. Please, we need their support. I am here right now in the zoo. I am crying. I am appealing. I am begging all of you, especially my Biafrans in Germany, especially my Biafrans in Germany, especially my Biafrans in Germany, all over the world. I am crying. Put yourself together. Support the struggle. Put yourself together. Let us get back our land. People in Germany, I beg on you. I rely on you. Your boss is saying right now at the wharf, please support that we can be able to get our things and put them together so that the office will start running. Thank you very much.
Well spoken. Thank you very, very much, Ozemere. You've spoken very well. You have served your country very well in Germany. You will continue to serve her also very well here in the zoo. You are in Lagos with us, and we are at the studios of Radio Biafra. Please, the next person, we want the people here to speak. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my fellow
Biafrans. The is off. Please push it up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my fellow Biafrans all over the world listening to my voice this moment. I am once again Osta Okeke. I happen to come from Thailand. I was once a mobilizing officer in Biafrans in Thailand. I thank you so much, our brother Zemina. You have always a born Biafran. We thank you so much, Director, for your great work. And today we are here in the heart of the zoo. And I want to call on my fellow Biafrans all over the world listening to my voice this very moment. We call upon you once again. Brother Zemene, maybe you heard my voice last time when I speak on air. I have also cried my, because I came back almost 70 days here. We are here in the zoo. And we have been doing our work, especially in Biafra land. What we have been seeing, what we have been finding out, what have been happening to our people, what our people have been passing through. Today, don't we confirm it? all in the name of this evil construction called Nigeria. We have never been Nigeria, my people, and we can never be Nigeria. Never. We rather die brave like this than to die as a slave, which we are in this country. That is why we come back. I greet my fellow Biafrans here. Madede Kacho Kabosa. Ikechukwuenyago. Almost 3 months now, we are here. You guys over there, all the place in diaspora, you need to see us now. You know that this is hell on earth. You guys there, maybe you are listening to us from your various places. Your air condition is on, your fan, everything is on. You are enjoying your life. But we are here roasting in the zoo, in hellfire on earth, just because of what? Our freedom. So please, we call on every and every one of you to come out in mass to support this very struggle. I want to use also this opportunity, Director, to call on my fellow Biafra, whom I left in Thailand. I must be honest with my people. You guys are not doing me proud. They are not doing me proud at all. Thailand people are going back. Since I left Thailand, things are not working fine. I don't know why. I almost went to Thailand. Why are they disappointing me? Why are they bringing shame on me? Why are they letting me down? A Bombia fan, I mean like me. Why are they letting me down after I might have left? So I use this opportunity to call on my fellow Bia fans in Thailand. They should wake up. They must wake up. And they must. You guys must wake up and do something. You guys must wake up because Biafra must come. You guys must wake up because we can't continue like this. You guys must wake up because without Biafra, believe me, you will have less than, not even 5 years more. We can't even come back where we come from. If you like, pack the whole money in Thailand and come back. You won't have anywhere to spend it. They will kill you. Even 24 hours is too much for you here in the zoo. So that is why we must get Biafra. Only Biafra is our hope. Only Biafra is our future. Only Biafra is everything. And we are here in the studio. We are packed here for Biafrans who just come from different countries. Him or her who say we are not doing anything is a coward. And I must tell you that we don't entertain coward, Director, like you always said. We don't have time for coward. I call on each and every Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are hearing from me this very moment, to come out. We ask you to come out. We command you to come out. We are not begging you anymore. This stage have passed the stage of please come and join. You beg somebody to come and fight for his freedom, to support for his freedom. Not my alone. Biafra doesn't belong to me. But I'm among the first group that is here suffering for this very cause. We must get it. It's better we die here in the zoo than to remain that way abroad, desperate, being slave. Slave on top of slave, not just a slave. Slave, double slave. We can't continue that way. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much. What you people have done is commendable. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, your name, and where you're calling from. We are inside the zoo. The darkest place in this very zoo, Lagos. Go ahead.
Hello.
Good evening. Your line is muffled. What is going on? Can you hear me? No, it's not very good. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafra.
Go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafra. Once again.
So switch it on, please. Switch it on. Is off. Just push the button up. That's all. Yeah, go ahead.
Once again, my name is Ihan Acho. As the director exposed it. Yeah. My brother Biafra, Ihan Acho Aizomba, on the line. The son of Biafra, the true Biafra, trained by Japanese. So many. What I'm telling all of you, those our brothers in diaspora, mostly, I want the power of this world to listen my voice, because in your hand I'm dying. I'm calling in a person like Xi Jinping of China.
and Colonel Obama of America. And I'm calling, of course, my good friend, Russia Federation, the strong man Putin. I'm calling the Holland of France, Nickel of Germany, the whole Europe. Of course, the people of Great Japan, Abe, all of you must listen to my voice. In your hand, they are killing me. The Yoruba and the Hausa, foolish people. Can you believe it? The way you design to transact your business, that's the way they are killing the son of Biafra. That is true. That is true. The Hausa, Fulani and Yoruba are using, they're spending billions to destroy us. Can you believe it? Billions to destroy one Igbo, one Biafran, mainly those of us in diaspora who have built a reputation because we didn't catch in drug business to go to jail for there. Because they didn't catch us in credit card. They didn't catch us in fraud. That's why after Fulani want to die. After we struggle abroad and come back here. Nobody suspected there. We commit no crime. They are now in Nigeria. What happened? They want you to kill yourself by yourself. They want you to kill yourself by yourself. Throwing traps from here to there. Trap here and there. What happened? Call him Diabaka, the IG of Nigeria. How many times could I fought him? Who are you calling there? Is it Aboyibo? Mavel. All of them knows me. Is it my friend? Fakai, D.I.G. Fakai, all of them knows me. I'm so clean, I'm so proud. Why must I die for the art of their criminal? Why must I die for art of their criminal? Continuation of injury for one Igbo man is so pity. I laugh at you people, because all your evil is at my hand. All your evil you are doing Biafra in Lagos State is at my hand. Shame on you. I love my fellow Biafra. They are all die hard. Together we can make it work. The people in Japan, please, you people have to contribute. I know it's not so easy. You guys have to wake up. You people should remember how I fought to give you people ticket of World Cup. You remember I did it? When the ambassador sees the ticket selling in Kawasaki, you guys called me. What did I do? I went to the embassy. I destroyed everywhere. They brought out the ticket and shared the Biafrans. That is why we went to World Cup. So now the amalgamation have ended. We have to thank that the British knows that these people cannot handle us and make the amalgamation 100 years. And now it's ended. Nigeria have expired. What are they talking in national conference? Nothing. They want to control what they don't know about. They don't know the value. How can you control what you don't know the value? Nigeria should divide. We are going, whether they like it or not. Chukwu Abiyama will continue to bless us. My fellow Biafra, that is here I stop.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We try to get our Skype. In fact, we're going to change a few things starting from tomorrow. Does anybody here have something else to say? Because we are bringing this program to an end, and I will invite the barrister to please comments or dissent. Somebody has something to say? Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafran. Once again, my name is Okudiri Joseph Ude from Udu Local Government, Enugu State in Afa Town. This is no time of talking too much, it's time for action. I want to remind those of you, of my people in China, that said we are not in diaspora to fight our freedom. Here we are in the dustbin called Nigeria. And I commend you to listen to my voice right now. If you are hiding or you are comfortable in China, I want to tell you there is no comfortable out of your own land. Because those of you that have the document to residence,
the police and immigration has stopped you to transact your business in Gwanshiru. And I want to tell you, if you are not thinking of those people that died or by bomb in by Boko Haram, I want to tell you, one way or the other, you may be involved. Your relatives are involved. Last 2 weeks, I was there in Abuja. I wanted to board a bus from that very particular place to Lagos. But I want to tell you, those people that died are Biafrans, like you. And in Nigeria, people are dying every day. You may enter here in this zoo to board a flight or to board a bus or to travel. I want to tell you, I want you to support Radio Biafra, because you may be involved one way or the other. I want to let you know that you are not comfortable than Godwill Akpabio, your governor of Akwa Ibom State. You are not comfortable than our director here. I want to tell you, nothing past freedom. So wake up and I greet all my fellow Biafrans again, all the executive members and all the active members of Biafra. Those of you hiding in labs of Chinese women and listening to Radio Biafra and not attending meeting, is your time to come out and contribute your money. This is your time. If you cannot volunteer yourself, volunteer your money. I want to tell you that this is the time. And if you come in a zoo, the international airport have no single SC. I want to tell you, when I arrive here, it's like an entering oven where they are producing the bread. I want to tell you that the road, 2 weeks Friday ago, I spent 3 hours on my way from Lagos Island. 3 hours on the road going home. That your jeep you bought, you cannot drive it in this land. You will spend all your days on the hood up. I want to tell you that there is no future in this country except you are free. God bless Biafra wherever you are. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. I don't know if anybody has anything else to say here. This is Radio Biafra, and the barrister, he's with me. The barrister has come back to me. Barrister, you commence the descent of this very program. We have come to an end. The light was taken here twice. We had to switch over to alternative power supply 2 times. If you experienced any break in transmission, it's because we are in the zoo. The heart of darkness, for that very matter. Here, power is not stable at all. And I'm also very grateful, we must mention them, those that gave me the list of industries that have shut down where we come from. Somebody doesn't know that Mbausi is an English name. The name is Mvosi. They didn't know that. Please, barrister, commence. We must bring this program to an end. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, fellow BF friends who are there with Director. Thank you for all the job you've done this evening. I've been listening attentively and following all the comments, everything that you said. They all made meanings to Biafrans wherever they are. We are walking into one goal, into the restoration of Biafra. May God bless all of you, Osita Dem, all the ones that came from Japan, from China, all the Biafrans who came to represent our people. May God, Chukwa Biama himself, bless all of you and guide you and protect you. We are here. We are the ones egging you up, supporting you, and making sure that the mission you've been sent home for will be realized. And of course, Biafra has to be restored. I'm so grateful. I myself particularly, I'm so grateful for my people that are representing my people, because what I do not like in my life is where some people are enjoying, others are crying. I don't like it. If I am crying, my people will cry. If my people are enjoying, then I will enjoy with them. Not those who are on top, sharing with the house of Fulani Boko Haram, our own oil. They are sharing with them and they are laughing, whilst me and the rest of the community are suffering, eating the gutter, and my own particular person enjoying with the house of Fulani Boko Haram. Babangida wants to be president, Buhari wants to be president, and they are killing us. No single Igbo man has been a president since after the Biafra-Nigerian War, since 1967 to 1970. There has not been an Igbo, that name, IGBO, being a president. But we are thinking on a daily basis. So what is it that the Igbos did? Nothing. It's just that we have the aspiration, we have the enthusiasm, we have the know-how, we have the strength to make money where there is no money. We have the strength, the ideology, the brain to put light where there is no light. God to what their mind is a witness. They cannot extinguish this light. They cannot clean all of us all. They cannot kill us. They cannot drop all of us at the same time. It's impossible. But we are coming back. We are coming back to reclaim what belongs to us. The Afrans are coming back to represent their people. Director is there. Him and those with him, nothing will ever happen to their friends. My mom will always say to me, Director, don't challenge me. I always say, my mom. My mom will say to me, if she fought, okay, yeah, Chara. If only one cotton grass animal is left, we will still clear the ground everywhere. Director, you have all the people around you. You have their friends around you, so you're not only one. You are many. Remember in the Bible, those spirits who asked Jesus Christ to send them in the river, those who join the swine, they are called legions. He said to Jesus Christ, are you coming to destroy us? Jesus Christ said, no. And before even he says, please, send us into this river. Don't perish us. And Jesus Christ said to you, enter into this particular pig, they all became swine. Seven legions. He said, do not kill us, for we are legions. Biafrans are most powerful legions on earth. You can never not kill all of them at the same time. It's impossible. They have killed thousands. How many did they kill during the Biafran war? Millions. We will never perish. Nothing will happen to Biafran. We will exist. Director, you have come to the end of this program today. Tomorrow is another day. For some of you who did not get through, please wait for us. We broadcast on a daily basis. We cannot stop. Even after Biafra has been restored, I will make myself permanently available. I will sign for my legal job and become a radio Biafra broadcast. Director, don't laugh.
No. Thank you very much.
Biafra must stand, Director.
Of course.
And there's no other way
means
we can tell our people.
By all means.
Some of us cry. Some of us whinge. Some of us get upset. Some of us even shed blood. But what can we do but to restore Biafra? May God bless all of you, Director. The prayers you have, in fact, some of them, I do share them. You had enough prayer to guide you throughout the whole of this particular generation. And of course, I told you, where you are, that's where I will be. There's no other way I can
of
put
course,
it.
You're a good
may God bless
man.
All of you. Tomorrow we'll complain. Biafra must come. I remember that my brother who is in Trinidad and Tobago, he says, if Biafra did not come, he'll go out naked. Look at Biafra, yes, giving their opinion, pledging, vowing that this is what they will do for me. I don't need to vow because I know that Biafra is coming. I was with a fellow Biafra this afternoon. We were discussing and talking. She told me she had dreams about Biafra. She had dreams about Director. She had dreams about how Biafra will pan out. And you know what? I believe this lady because she's a woman of God. She's a woman who has inspiration. I don't want to mention her name, so I ask not to embarrass her. Director, whatever is the case, tomorrow I will call you. We'll still go to Biafra. May God bless every Biafra.
And you too.
Good night to all of you, the people, and all the rest of fellow Biafras who are with Director. May God bless and make sure that all of you are well protected. Good night from here, London. It's me, Director.
Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you very, very much. That was the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. We have learned people, we have intellectuals, we have academics as well. Anywhere you want us, you will find us. My advice to the zoo is this. If you people are running scared because of cattle herders, imagine what educated men and women all over the world, when I mean it, I mean people with common sense, not certificates. I mean common sense. Because where we come from, engineers are born. You don't have to go to school to become an engineer, where I come from. That is why we will visit this place with something that mankind hasn't seen before. You will give us Biafra, by which I mean you will not present any obstacle or impediment towards our march to restore what is rightfully ours. We didn't know who you were before Lugard came. Hausa, Fulani, we don't know you. Yoruba, we don't know who you are. Trading, yes, of course. What is wrong with trading?
Today we are trading with Chinese people. Does it mean we want to be in the same country with China? We are trading with Americans. Do you want to be in the same country with them? America is trading with Britain. They are forced to separate themselves. Are they the same country? The answer is no. Before Frederick Lugard came, we were a free people. Not a perfect society because of the corruption of the priesthood. We departed from the glory of Chukwu Abiyama. And lo and behold, he allowed every demon to enter into us. That includes Frederick Lugard. He was a demon. Anybody that believes in Nigeria, you need your brain cleansed. You are not well. Nigeria means death. And today, unfortunately for nearly 1,000 people, they met their death. And they are gone, never to come back. They are somewhere now troubled by the fact that their short existence on earth was in this very hopeless contraption they call Nigeria. They are here and people are dying and many more will die. The Hausa Fulani headsmen are in our territory. They are killing our people. They are cutting them to pieces. They are shooting them dead. And some people are still asking me, why do you want Biafra? My response to them is, how stupid can you get? How foolish can you be to be asking a very useless question? Somebody is holding you bondage, hostage, more or less. And you found an opportunity to escape. And you're asking me, should I escape or not? We are going to leave this very zoo. I feel sorry for them if they stand in our path. There is a picture being circulated by Karamonde about the spread and the march of Islam all over the place that they're coming to get us. Of course, I've known that from day one, that their plan is to Islamize us. They will not rest until they conquer every piece of territory. Unfortunately, the current president of America is in support of what they're doing, which is rather very sad for a man that, you know, was sworn into office to uphold freedom. We are going to be free because Chukwu Abiyama has decreed it. On this very day, the 14th day of April in the year of our Lord 2014, we mourn the death of our people who we are senselessly slaughtered in a place called Abuja, in a place that was built with the money gotten from their land. They are dead. The only good thing we can do for them is Ozemena. People don't know the meaning of the name, you see. I'm not even sure that Ozemena knows the meaning of his own name. Let this type of thing not happen again. But can we guarantee it? Can Jonathan guarantee it? The answer is no, because we live in the north. Because you live in the Mohammedan Emirates of the north, they will come after you and sadly, they are going to kill you. The only thing for you to do is to come back home. Let us build this very wonderful kingdom of God on this very earth called Biafra. Biafra is the only thing that can save you. I told you before that you will need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. That time is now. Don't make it too late. They said we lost the war because we didn't plan. And of course, I agree. There was no forward planning. Now we have all the time in the world to plan. Let us be very, very decisive. Let us go and get Biafra. I thank each and every one of you. Those that called, those that got through, those that didn't get through. Those of them in the studio here with me. The very brave men of Biafra that came down from all over the world. Somebody was asking me, how come there are no women? Can't women come back and join us? We said, of course they can come to join us if they... But you have children to take care of. You have to look after our next generation of warriors. That is the work you must have to do sometimes. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you. We are all one family, one people. That is why you have a Faruku in Mbitolu. You have a Faruku. Even in Ikwere land is unbelievable because we are one people. All the way from Iwakari to Opobo. We are all one people. We are Igbo people. Biafra is our country. And that Igbo is our language. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you. Tomorrow we will be in our capital at Enugu to broadcast. Tomorrow is the 15th of April 2014, the first night of the bloody moon. The blood moon will appear tomorrow. It will portend great things to come. We are going to fight. They will kill us and we'll kill them. But in the end, Biafra will emerge so that you will value it forever. I have said to Chukwu Abiyama always that you give us Biafra in such a way that we'll know that this was not made possible by man, that only you, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end,
They call him the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher of everything that we have become. You made us in your image. You created we, Biafrans, to worship you. And that is what we are doing. Every honor, every praise, every adoration goes to you and to no other, because you decreed it in the Holy Scriptures, Exodus 20. We hold you to it. We remind you of your promise to our ancestors, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Only bet if we can turn to you that you will restore our inheritance. Our inheritance is at hand. You must give it to us, not by any strength of ours, no. Because you are merciful, because you are graceful, because you are a forgiving God, and because we intend, we will, and we must build Biafra based on the cardinal and irreducible principle of truth and honesty upon which our ancestors anchored our land, and you saved them from Islamic onslaught. Once again, we ask you to come and save us. They are coming after your children. You cannot abandon us. It will not happen. This is Radio Biafra. Because of this and many more, we proclaim as always that this Biafra we mention every time is our religion. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because only you, Chukwu Abiama, is our God. You will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of us to do this wonderful work for you. But something is more important than ourselves, and that thing is Biafra. You will keep Biafra from the heart of darkness itself. It is good night, and God bless you all.